about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Why not, Bean? This is America!
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
Hey, April. I was looking to get some new music, and I was wondering if you could recommend anything.
The internet.
I really like your haircut. Where'd you get it?
Prison.
How's your sister doing?
She has the shingles.
Who's your favorite character on Sex and the City?
Alf.
Could one say that a book is nothing more than a painting of words, which are the notes on the tapestry of the greatest film ever sculpted?
One could say that, but should one?
And now.
And by the way, just out of curiosity, where my gaze at?
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean show, and it is a Thursday morning.
What's happening, party people?
You know how we do.
Right.
I have a very very sad story to start us with today.
Aw.
Sweet.
Really?
Being I know, it's the holidays. Sad.
Yeah, the holidays do seem to get very sad.
Yeah, but I mean, I think this time of day when we come on and we start with an interesting story, it's not always a sad story. I mean, yeah, occasionally someone's face catches on fire during surgery. Occasionally something like that happens, but we have some happy stories. This is not one of those happy stories, though.
Okay.
This is a story about a radio DJ who thought it would be funny to bid on an evening in New York City with Scarlett Johansson.
This is the best story ever, by the way.
Oh,
this
my
has
God.
Turned into the best story ever.
No, it certainly hasn't.
You cannot be serious.
Well, I mean, all right, here's what happened. So yesterday, for folks who weren't with us, and I'm already getting emails this morning, people begging for the update. So I thought, I don't know how, I know we're busy today. I thought I'd give the update here. So yesterday, Ralph comes in during the showbiz beat and he says, hey, Scarlett Johansson has a movie premiere coming up and she is raising some money for charity to help. What was it, Kevin? It was to help kids with toys or something, right?
It feeds kids who don't have at school.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So she, you know, she's very charity-minded, Scarlett is. So she auctioned off the opportunity to accompany her on the red carpet at this premiere for her new film, We Bought a Zoo, which is the movie with Matt Damon, and that's a Cameron Crowe director, who I love. And so Ralph brings it up to us so that, you know, we would know about it. And he thought it was an interesting story. And I thought it was not only an interesting story, I thought that sounds awesome. I'm going to do that. So I go onto the website, the charitybuzz.com website, and I go, hey, the auction ends tomorrow, so I'm going to bid on this, and wouldn't it be awesome if I won? But if I don't, it's fine. It's no big deal, and I'm probably not going to win because the auction ends tomorrow, right? And everybody snipes, you know, goes in and snipes at the last. Is that the word? They snipe?
I don't know if that's the right word, but they do. They wait around until it's just about the end,
right,
and then they put in their bid and win.
They swoop.
Yeah, they swoop.
So that could still happen. I mean, believe me, I got my fingers crossed.
Hopefully it won't, but it could.
So I'm leading bidder right now. I'm guy who is at the top of the leaderboard and has been now for a day. And I can't.
The update is Bean is still winning.
Much did you bid?
A lot.
Can you
I
say?
Think we could say, because I think that makes it worse if I do win.
All
because
right.
I really am not going to go to New York City for this. And I really am going to lose, ladies and gentlemen. Not that it's a total loss, because it's for charity. And it's a, you know, it's a good cause and a nice donation. Would I have pulled $7,000 out of my head as the number to donate to that charity?
Though? Oh, my gosh.
That's unbelievable.
Is that how much I would have decided to give?
No.
Or was it awesome to be on the leaderboard for a minute and then, oh, thank God, somebody else came in and bid on it?
Well, you wouldn't know that feeling.
I wouldn't know that feeling at all.
Right.
So right now, I'm on the hook. And, of course, they, you know, take your credit card information and all that stuff when you register. So they've got you.
Sweet.
And I wouldn't try to back out. I mean, I did legitimately. That wouldn't be fair to the charity to pull out. But I'm not going to go to New York City for this.
Here's my question. Because we talked about this yesterday for a few minutes. Because Bean is like, oh, it's in New York. That's not good for me. It's Scarlett Johansson, A.
Yeah.
B.
Right.
It's Scarlett Johansson. See, you wouldn't have wanted to come to Los Angeles for that.
Right, but I would have been in Los Angeles anyway, I thought, this week. You know what I mean? Because of Acoustic Christmas and stuff, I thought, I'm going to be there anyway, because I didn't read the details
before. Is the movie screening the day before or the day after Acoustic?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yes, it is.
So he would have to come to Acoustic on Sunday,
yes.
get a red eye.
Right.
Yes.
To get to New York.
Right.
Which, by the way, last minute, another, what, $1,000?
Easy.
$1,500?
Probably, yes. But, yeah, exactly.
But how many people have the opportunity to hang out with Scarlett Johansson for a night? That's pretty cool.
It's very cool.
It's very cool. And it's something that I might do and enjoy if it weren't in New York.
No, but I don't think you would anywhere.
Maybe not. Maybe I wouldn't go either way.
Which is what makes it stunning that you made that bid.
But, Kevin, you've made... Please tell me you, of all people, have bid on things for comedy.
Oh, sure, but never that level of money. My comic bids go up to about $150. And then I'm like, all right, it's not funny anymore.
Right, because if I win, then I'm on the hook.
Is part of the reason you bid because Ralph came in and I believe specifically said to me, Kevin, this is something you'd be interested in.
No, not didn't have anything,
didn't have
to,
anything
do
to do with that.
No, it was because I also, who doesn't, enjoy Scarlett Johansson, and it's an awesome thought to hang out with Scarlett Johansson. And
but I think
the movie put me over the top.
But I think we enjoy her in different ways.
That's possible.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, you probably didn't buy her records like I did. I mean,
well, so you got to ask for a refund? Is that why you want to?
No. Oh. No, I like her. Oh, I like her as a singer.
The problem with this,
I like her as a woman. See, there's the difference right there.
The problem with this is it really is, it does narrow the field. It's not like you're bidding on an object. So now it's someone that's got to be in New York on Monday night.
Right,
right, right.
And most people aren't probably going to buy a ticket at the very, very last minute like that. So
what
yes.
time does it end?
10 a.m.
This morning?
Yes.
Awesome.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes. So believe me, I'm going to be doing a lot of refreshing my browser during the show today.
If you're listening to us, you happen to be listening to us online in New York, or if you're listening to us here and you want to bid on it, please do not.
No swooping.
Oh, please do. No, please
do. Do not swoop. Do not snipe. Do not whatever it's called, because we want Bean to be stuck with this.
Oh, seriously?
What a great Christmas gift this would be.
And here's the other part of it, and then we have to move on because I know we have a very full show. I haven't told my wife yet.
Yes!
Oh, my God.
And last night, we're hanging out, and we're having dinner, and, you know, we're doing all the stuff, and I'm thinking, I got to tell her. But why would I tell her? Because it may not happen, and maybe somebody will outbid, and I won't ever have to tell her. Or I'll tell her after the fact, and it'll be, whew, we dodged a bullet there.
I got to tell you.
That's not a conversation you want to have is, hey, guess what? I accidentally spent $7,000.
No. I got to tell you. We don't agree on anything. That's absolutely the right call. You do
is not to tell her.
Right, until you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was really sweating it last night, and I felt like it would feel better to get it off my chest.
Not
but then
only
I
that,
thought,
also...
then I'm just going to get yelled at, because now I'm going to feel worse if I tell her.
Well, then I'll call her and tell her. But
well, we may have to call her at the very end of the show today
awesome.
If something doesn't change.
But what's good about this is it's also for a super hot chick, which makes wives feel good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
This has got everything going
for
it.
This has everything.
Yeah, there's no way, the charity angle doesn't save me, there is no way that I look good if I have to tell Donna this one. I couldn't have been more wrong in every single way.
That's correct.
Not the first time I've said that, won't be the last.
10 a.m., please.
10 a.m., so that's your Christian and everybody else you emailed first thing this morning wondering, yeah, I am still on the hook. Yes, it's still $7,000 for a thing I'm not going to go to.
Oh, you're such a bonehead.
So you pay the money and then you don't get the thing is what's happening.
Love it. You know, no, wait a minute. Hold on. You pay the money and then you refuse the thing. It's not that
the
you don't get it.
The thing's in New York.
Right.
I'm not going to go to New York for this.
Yeah, but it's very, very, very possible.
It's New York during the week when I'm also working.
Right. So take a day.
And I'm also
take a personal day.
And I'm also away from home all weekend too,
right?
For Acoustic Christmas.
Wow,
so it's just
you are lame in every way.
Just bad timing.
Well, why would you... We can't get Bean to bet... He's the cheapest man I've ever met. We can't get him to bet $10 on stuff.
I thought
I don't
it
feel
would
like
be
betting.
Funny.
$1. I don't even feel like betting $1. You don't bet. I know. I don't want. He won't. Who? Then why go on and go $7,000?
Because I thought it would be funny, you know, for the next hour when Ralph comes in and brings up the story again, and I can go, oh yeah, Scarlett Johansson, my date. Yeah, I'm leading. I'm winning that one. At least I'd have a few minutes of being the guy at the top of the leaderboard.
But
you know what I mean?
The guy that would bet that much money, but that wouldn't at least consider following through on it because of the situation.
The situation is not even going to be at this thing. This is
the
totally different cast in this movie. All right, we will keep you posted.
You are a world of disappointment.
I am not a winner, I'll tell you that. Although, technically, in this case, in some small way, I might be a winner.
All right, let's talk about today's show.
Not only will I not get mixed up in this thing, I'm extremely disinterested in the whole thing.
Do you know that we have Howie Mandel on the program?
Oh.
No!
So... He, of course, is America's Got Talent, and they are
he sure is.
They're looking for you if you believe you have talent. And let's be honest, most of you don't. Mm-hmm. But
you think you do.
Give it a try.
Has anyone, maybe we'll ask Howie this, because I don't watch that show. Has anyone come out of that show, like some of the American Idols who have actually ended up being successful musicians? Have there been stars that have been born on America's Got Talent that we know that are household names today?
I'm not positive, but I think there's a comedian slash puppet guy.
Ventriloquist.
Yeah.
Yeah, that has a contract in Vegas.
Terry Fader.
Yes, yes, yes. That has the Terry Fader Theater.
Yeah.
In the
I have heard of him, and
Mirage.
He did sign like a $100 million deal in Las Vegas or something.
They
so, yeah,
that's, that.
That's a good example.
That's a great example. How do you get people to stop talking to you on the plane? That's a good question, because I've never come up against somebody like Bean did recently where, I mean, you can usually give hints. Mm-hmm. You can usually give hints, and they have to get a little bit more rough if they're not taking the hint. But once you get, you know, it's more uncomfortable than your norm.
Right.
But you got to get them to stop talking to you so you'll say something. And then
you don't want to be mean to the guy because you're sitting next to the guy.
Right.
And then it's just uncomfortable.
But then they take the hint and they move on.
I just tell him if I talk on a plane, I'll throw up.
Sweet.
Oh,
which is
that's
true.
Good.
That's great. Great.
Yeah.
And I'll
they
and
shut
I'm,
the heck up.
And I throw up if they're to your right. I'll throw up to my right, usually. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Well, Bean didn't think of that, so he's going to have the holidays with some old dude.
Can't say no.
Remember the internet roundup yesterday? We had Kristen Stewart explains Christmas.
Oh, she's so good.
It's an actress that plays her, actress, comedian that plays her, and we're going to talk to her today, Laura McDonald. We were asking yesterday who she is.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk to her today. She's got a bunch of different Kristen Stewart things up.
She's so good.
Funny as hell. Santa Claus is very, very bad for children. I don't know if you're aware of that.
I did not know that.
We'll explain that today. And we have Dr. Drew on the program today as well. And a couple of surprises that I can't tell you about right now.
Okay.
So that's all coming up today on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll take a break and come back with the Showbiz Beat next. We're also making an instrument out of that.
I am.
You can
sure
start playing it full time.
Becoming a virtuoso.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is 5:52.
Maybe Melfon would have stayed together if we'd had the squeaky clown horn.
If only we'd had a clown horn solo.
Would have helped.
Yep. Yeah. That's what we needed. All right. We'll talk UFC 140 coming up after the top of the hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Of course, that's happening Saturday night from Toronto. Ralph is here now with the Showbiz Beat on a Thursday. What's going on?
This made me sad yesterday when I heard Harry Morgan. Longtime actor, probably best known to people as Colonel Sherman Potter of MASH. He was the head of the unit there on MASH, the older guy. Was also Jack Webb's partner on the longtime running series Dragnet. This guy, what a career. Talk about longevity. Started working in TV and film back in 1942.
Wow.
Was working pretty much up until his death at 96 years old yesterday. My very first acting job in Los Angeles was opposite Harry Morgan.
What?
My very first audition and my very first acting job, and he could not have been a kinder, more supportive guy, especially to a rookie who didn't really know what he was doing and was scared to death. It wasn't Bobby. That was recently.
Oh.
Constantly took time out of his day to help me out, to encourage me, to pull me aside. I was endlessly impressed, and will be eternally grateful for how kind he was to me on the set. So I was especially sad yesterday when I heard the news. But 96 years old, long career, considered a great character actor. Not a bad run.
It's about the limit for humans.
Not bad,
you know.
Did a pretty good job. Stephen Colbert is just the man.
He is funny.
Damn, he's good. Started yesterday. You know, the show is great, but he always steps outside and seems to create events like that march he did in Washington, D.C. that just really adds to his show and to his legacy. Yesterday, he announced he's having his own Republican presidential hopeful debate, taking a poke at Donald Trump. He said it'll be called Stephen Colbert's South Carolina Serious Classy Republican Debate. Colbert first praised Trump for calling for a debate, and then he said he'd hold his own debate sometime in January. The gag is it'll be televised on the Animal Planet Network.
Love it.
That's where you'll be able to see this. So we'll wait and see more details, but I look forward to seeing Stephen Colbert host a debate for the Republican hopefuls. It'd be very funny. Who would you like to spend Christmas dinner with? Which celebrity would you most like to spend Christmas dinner with?
How much will it cost me, and where do I have to fly to?
You don't even get to ask that. Just come up with a name.
God, I hope this comes through.
Me too.
The best thing ever.
First of all, my
and
wife.
This sounds like a Miss
Second
this
of
sounds
all,
like a Miss Double December pageant question.
It does.
But
it does.
There was an online poll that asked people who they would most like to spend their Christmas dinner with.
Ryan
celebrity.
Gosling.
Ryan Gosling, not on the list.
In all seriousness, it would be Regis Philbin for me.
Holy cow.
Because the guy's got the best stories in the world. Super entertaining, fun guy. Not going to live forever. Like the opportunity to talk to him.
You're a bottomless pit of disappointment.
Just... Pass the gravy. It's a good choice. How about that pumpkin pie?
Probably Alessandro Ambrosio.
Yeah, that's a good choice.
You know, Victoria's Secret model.
I think Charlize Theron would have to be
my
choice.
Yeah, that's a pretty good choice.
It'd have to be a candlelit Christmas dinner.
Lisa?
Dining with George Clooney.
George
Clooney,
that's of course. Pretty good call.
What did the people say in the survey, Ralph?
Number one on the list?
It's Bobby!
Bobby. House's Bobby. That's who they most wanted.
That's a surprise.
Yeah, I wouldn't have seen that coming. Apparently the character was more of a success than I had imagined when I first took on that role. Jennifer Aniston.
What?
Number one on the list. With 21% of the vote.
That's...
No, I'm sorry, 30% of the vote. 30% of the vote went to Jennifer Aniston.
Huh.
Did they give them limited answers, three or four answers?
I don't believe so.
Just out of the whole wide world.
Wow.
21% said Kate of William & Kate, Duchess Kate.
Hmm.
All right.
16% said Brad Pitt. The other members of the top six, Charlie Sheen, Ashton Kutcher, and Kim Kardashian.
Charlie Sheen, because it'd be a party.
Yeah, right? You know he'd bring you the good drugs.
Sure.
Sheen, Ashton, because, you know, he'd probably bring a couple chicks with him. Some 22-year-olds out of the hot tub. So I thought it was an interesting list.
Regis, not
up not on the list.
Yeah.
No,
mm-hmm.
Not.
It's a bogus list, then.
As we get towards the end of the year, a lot of the online social media are announcing what their most popular topics were for this past year. Facebook just released their list. This is what the top seven most discussed topics were on Facebook.
Seven most discussed topics. This year. Okay.
This year, as they do their year-end wind-up. Death of Amy Winehouse was seventh on the list. Okay. Royal Wedding was sixth. The death of Steve Jobs was fifth. The Charlie Sheen debacle was fourth. Casey Anthony was third. Packers win the Super Bowl was the second most talked about topic on Facebook.
Hmm.
Can I guess number
That's
one?
That's like a year ago, and still it's number two.
That is weird.
You want to guess number one? Sure.
It's Bobby!
Yes. Yes, Bobby on House was the number one topic.
Was it Dr. Murray?
No, it wasn't Dr. Conrad Murray.
Oh, Facebook.
Was it, forgive me if you've already mentioned this, was it the death of Osama bin Laden?
That was number one.
Oh, really?
The death of Osama bin Laden, absolutely, yeah. I don't know if you guys have seen it or not, but Lindsay Lohan's much anticipated Playboy cover.
I have not.
Has been leaked online.
Where?
She was planning to debut it on the Ellen DeGeneres talk show on December the 15th. That was going to be the big unveil.
Where?
But the it's just the cover, Kevin.
Where?
There's no nudity. It's just the cover.
Where?
And it's super boring.
It is Lindsay straddling the back of a bunny-shaped red chair. So her assets are covered by the bunny logo, the shape
Ooh,
of the bunny logo.
Is that the way it's going to be the whole way? The
no,
whole thing?
Inside
sometimes celebrities
you'll get
do.
Your boobies, Kevin.
Sometimes
relax.
Celebrities do that. They do.
But they never put it on the cover because you can't put that up at 7-Eleven if you've got nudity on the cover.
I'm a little bit nervous, though, how much people are saying it's a classy photo shoot because that's not what we're looking for.
She's classy. That's why you have to do it a classy way because she's a very classy lady.
That's true. She wouldn't have it any other
that's
way.
That's right. They're tight.
I don't know what that means.
Still think she should have been at the morgue with like a corpse draped over her. That would have been awesome. That would have been a spread worth looking at. She looks good.
I don't sound sexy.
I think the airbrushes have been working overtime, and I'm in favor of that.
Yeah.
Today's celebrity birthdays, actress Kim Basinger is 58 years old today. Terry Hatcher is 47. Sinead O'Connor is 45 years old today. Corey Taylor from Slipknot's 38. Yeah, Yeah, Yeah guitarist Nick Zinner is 37. Dominic Monaghan, our friend from Lost and Lord of the Rings. He's 35 years old today. His Lost castmate, Ian Somerhalder, also from The Vampire Diaries, is 33 years old. Philip Rivers, San Diego Chargers quarterback Philip Rivers, is 30 years old today. For all the people who sent me angry emails saying Nicki Minaj's birthday was yesterday,
uh-huh.
Ha! It's today.
Aww.
She's 29 years old. Orlando Magic Center, perhaps soon to be Los Angeles Laker, Dwight Howard, celebrates his 26th birthday, and that's it. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
You are listening to the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 23 minutes after 6 o'clock.
That's the band Young the Giant, by the way. You'll have a chance to see this weekend if you pick.
Young the Giant is going to be there. That's the Naked and Famous.
Naked and Famous is who I'm talking about. Yes. I'm sorry. Yes, they are going to be there, and you can, too, in the pit if you choose that night. We'll give you a chance to win those tickets coming up in a little while. In fact, we have two different chances for you to win your tickets in the pit for Acoustic Christmas today. Plus, Howie Mandel joins us in about 40 minutes or so right here on the Kevin Bean Show as well.
You guys watch Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
I have certainly seen that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, many times.
It's a classic.
Not anymore, dude. Not anymore.
Why?
What?
There is a Long Island University professor, George Giuliani, says that the 1964 film about Rudolph is all about bullying, and it's not good.
It says bullying is bad.
Not enough.
Because you love Rudolph.
According to this study, not enough. They're very upset. They want this special pulled forever.
No.
Because it promotes bullying.
It does not.
And then he goes on to say, I think the problem lies with Santa. Apparently, this guy says Santa didn't hug Rudolph enough.
Oh, no. Are you kidding me?
Could I make this up?
No,
so,
you could not.
In other words, it's Santa's fault for not being more aware of the problems amongst the reindeer. He should have stepped in and stopped the bullying and also shown a little extra love to Rudolph and not made him feel bad because he was different.
So this special, which has been airing since 1964, is now in jeopardy because it's promoting bullying.
The way that he wants this story, it would be very short.
It would not be a story. It would not be a story because in the end,
it would be a minute.
He's the hero, and that, you know, it all turns around.
Yeah,
but maybe he didn't watch all the way to the end. But
maybe not. We wanted to find out more about this story, so we asked producer Dave if he could find us someone in the article, and he did. And apparently, that someone is Santa Claus himself, Saint Nick, live from the North Pole, joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Santa.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Merry Christmas, Kevin and Bean. Merry Christmas, Lisa May.
Thank you.
Oh, it's so nice to talk to you. Yeah. Thank you for all the good work you do on behalf of the little kids around the world, Santa.
My pleasure. It really is. My favorite time of year is when I get to spread joy to all the children all over the world. I have the best job in the world.
Well, we love you, Santa, and that's why we're sticking up for you. I don't know if you've been following the controversy about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, but some are blaming you for letting it get as out of control as it did for poor little Rudolph.
Really? Are they?
They're saying bullying is happening, which of course is the current day problem.
Oh, I'm a bully, they're saying.
They say you didn't hug Rudolph enough, yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Oh, so $500 years worth of delivering presents to every child on the planet? No slack, huh? No slack for Santa.
It wouldn't seem so, according to this professor.
Oh, I see.
Professor.
I gotcha. Is this guy a Jew?
Hold on a second. I don't know. That doesn't have anything to do with it here, Santa.
It does. A lot of them resent me because I don't deliver so much to them.
Oh, I see.
Well,
we don't have any idea.
Yeah.
He's just it's just an opinion. Right, I mean,
Muslim?
He's a psychologist.
What's he, a Muslim?
Well, we don't know.
I'm just saying, there's people out there that Santa passes right over the house, and some of them never get over it.
I see.
Okay, I don't think he's coming from a religious standpoint at all. He's just talking about from a child psychology standpoint.
Oh.
Maybe you could do more. That's all.
What, I bullied Rudolph? Is that what he's saying?
Well, you didn't stand up for Rudolph, and most importantly, he says specifically you didn't hug Rudolph enough.
Oh, hug Rudolph. Listen, I make toys for millions of children around the world.
Right.
I have to deliver it all in one night.
Uh-huh.
I got bigger problems than hugging reindeer, okay, pal? I got a lot on my plate right now.
Yes.
I'm going around hugging every freaking reindeer over in the shed.
But what?
You know, I just used the 8. But there's like 150 reindeer over there.
Right,
so I go over there and just hug every freaking reindeer.
Right. I gotta watch your language, Santa, and I never thought I'd say that sentence. But look.
I mean, this is ridiculous.
We agree.
He's a reindeer. He had some problems with the other reindeer. They worked it out.
Right.
Okay? And not to mention that, I made him the lead reindeer on my sleigh.
He
got in my sleigh that night.
He is the hero.
Yes, he did.
The story turns out pretty goddamn well, I think.
I agree.
Okay, why is Santa swearing at us?
Because I'm pissed off, that's why.
All right, but take it easy. We're just saying this is one guy.
I give and I give. Right. This is the thanks I get. Santa Claus is a bully. Well, maybe I'll show this guy just what a bully I am.
All right.
Have him come to the North Pole and I'll kick him right in the balls.
Okay. All right, Santa. We're sorry we brought it up.
This
listen,
is freaking ridiculous.
We'll have him.
Hug everyone. When did we start raising kids to be such a bunch of pussies?
Okay, right,
life is tough. That's the message of Rudolph. Life is tough, and then you overcome stuff, and then you become a better person because you overcame it.
Look,
not, everybody hug me, and everybody likes me automatically just because I'm alive.
heard it, you little bitches!
Santa, we're with you. We just want to make that clear before Christmas.
Oh, and Bean, you're getting coal in your stocking.
Oh, come on, Santa.
Santa sees everything, and I saw what you did with that llama.
Oh, stop. Our friend Dr. Drew Pinsky joins us next hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. You know he does that. He has something to do with the Teen Mom Show. What does he do, Kevin? He impregnates those teenagers,
nope,
right?
Not
he,
at
and
all.
Then he has babies with them, and that's what the reality show's about.
No, he just he gets the pregnant teens, and then he just yells at them.
Okay, well, they just had their premiere of their new season. It was the highest rated Teen Mom ever. So we'll talk to Dr. Drew about that coming up next hour. Howie Mandel next hour too. Plus your choice of tickets. Which night do you want to join us this weekend for the Almost Acoustic Christmas in the Pit? There is a website, a very funny YouTube channel, actually, called Barely Political that I think I first became aware of a couple of years ago with the when the president was running for office with the Obama girl. Remember the hot chick who was doing the Obama girl who was doing the campaign stuff? And it has turned into a very, very funny collection of YouTube videos. They got all sorts of regular things that they do. And one of them that we have just fallen in love with is fake Kristen Stewart. Now, I know you're a twitard, Lisa, and I know that even you admit that she is a terrible actress.
Oh, she's not good at all.
But you still go. You still go to all the movies.
Yep.
And this is this actress who does Kristen Stewart is named Laura McDonald. We'll talk to her in a moment. She so has nailed Kristen Stewart that I can't tell you how great this is and how much fun it makes of her. And I'm dying to know if Kristen Stewart has ever seen it. Because she has to, right?
Oh, you certainly hope.
Spot on.
And if she did, if she did, how can Kristen Stewart still continually get on stage and in front of cameras and do all of the things with the flip in the hair and the mumbling and the eyes down and all the stuff that she does that she so gets made fun of? But here's a little bit, even just hearing Laura's audio playing Kristen Stewart in one of the early videos, a little bit of how great she does at this job.
This is called Speak Like Kristen Stewart.
You should buy my DVD box set. Twilight actress Kristen Stewart teaches you how to speak more good. Here are just a few things I can teach you. Step one, be born hot. That's pretty much the most important thing you can do when making a speech. Also, you should act like you're above it all. I'm not even going to tell you anything else about that step. And you should always look nauseous. Chew your lower lip. Suddenly notice your hair.
Nailed it.
All those things.
Laura McDonald is lauramcdonald.net on Twitter at lauramcdonald43 and joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Hi, Laura. How are you?
Great, thanks. How are you?
Very good.
Well done. Well done, my dear. I love it. Tell us how, we are dying to know, how did it happen?
How did I get with the channel, or how did I become
Channel Kristen Stewart?
Were you fascinated or driven crazy by Kristen Stewart? Is that how it all started?
Yeah. I mean, I read the Twilight books, like, back before they were, you know, like, even in soft cover.
Right.
Paperback. You know, like, I heard about them really early, and then they chose this girl as the actress, and I saw, like, an interview with her way before the movies had even come out, and she was, like, wearing sunglasses and not looking at anything, and I was confused by, like, why this vampire chose this chick. I just didn't understand. And then it just, like, it went on, and then I saw the first movie, and all the breathing and the hair. I don't know.
It's the lip. By the way, it's made worse by the fact that the two main characters fight over her. And you know what I mean? Like, if she's just in the movie, it's understandable. But she's supposed to be this person that that the entire world is fighting over. And you go, nah, not
yeah,
quite.
She's not totally she's not baffling. Zooey Deschanel or somebody that, you know, is so adorable and so nice and so sweet and so funny and so pretty and all these other things that guys would line up for. It's like neither one of those guys would want to date her in real life.
I don't know.
So you were fascinated, as we all were, at how bad she is. And but then how did you end up getting the opportunity to be an actress and play her?
Well, there was a casting notice for a Kristen Stewart lookalike, and the channel Barely Political had written this this Breaking Dawn parody. And they just basically wanted me for my face, but I had, like, you know, spent the whole night watching videos of her, and I came in, and I was just, like, acting like her the whole time.
You look very much like her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I hope my comments.
Thank you, question mark on that one.
No. I'm saying you look very much like her, so I hope my comments of 5 minutes ago don't hurt your feelings. But,
No,
but you look very much like her. So you studied all night trying to get the mannerisms down?
Right. And then they didn't even want me to do anything. They just wanted me to have my face. And so then, after they saw that I could do that, they wrote the Speak Like Kristen Stewart parody for me.
Awesome.
I gotcha. And we're going to hear a little bit more from Laura and her fake Kristen Stewart explaining Christmas here in a moment. But has this been a calling card? I mean, I know you are an actress and that's what you want to do. Has this been something that has worked in your favor in terms of getting you noticed? And has it led to any other work?
Yes and no. I mean, the first one I thought was going to be like, you know, my ticket to, you know, I don't know, everything. But it...
That was very Kristen Stewart right there, by the way.
It was right there, yeah.
I know. It's very natural for me. But, I mean, the channel's biggest, like, subscribers are 13-year-olds. So I've been, like, a really huge success at bar mitzvah parties.
Sure. Sure. Hey, you want to come out as Bella?
They, like, hire me. But, I mean, yeah, I've heard from a few big people. And, you know, whenever I go places, I make sure that they know that is me.
And by big people, you mean fat?
Yeah, fat people love Kristen Stewart.
Okay,
so.
Sure.
Good.
Yeah, we've seen the lines for the Twilight movie. You're absolutely right about that.
All right, here's a little bit of you doing Kristen Stewart talking about Twilight and the, you know, the similarities between you and another woman.
Hi, I'm Kristen Stewart. In the latest Twilight movie, I very convincingly play a girl who's pregnant with a magical baby. Can you guys guess who also is pregnant with magical babies? Virgin Mary. After playing Bella, I realized I have a lot in common with the Virgin Mary, and so I thought for the holidays that I would, like, tell the first story of the first Christmas. So, like, one day this angel comes up to Mary, and she's like,
God thinks you're hot. He, like, wants to make a baby with you, so wear something nice.
One thing I know about women who are pregnant is they're, like, they rub their stomachs constantly. I know that because that's how I played Bella. Like, you just, like, rub your stomach, and then you gave this, like, freaked out look. Like.
All right, Laura, here's the million-dollar question I've been dying to ask. Has she seen it? Do we know?
I don't know.
I hope so, too.
I mean, I don't know. I'm just hoping that Robert Pattinson gets really confused and, like, calls me for something.
Wouldn't that be great? He gets confused. He's like, yeah, let's go out. Okay, fine.
What do you think of him as an actor, by the way?
You know, I think that movie just, it doesn't, like, give space to be very good. I mean, I love the movies, don't get me wrong. Like, I've been reading them, as I said, since they were, sure, reading. I've been reading the movies a lot.
Right.
They're great to read. But, I mean, I just don't think, like he has to just make all these vampire faces. Like, who's ever been taught in a Meisner method class how to be a vampire?
Yeah, true.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, you do you, guys.
Yeah, let's talk some more us, Bean.
It seems to be actor-proof. I don't think it matters. I mean, look, it's the biggest franchise in the world, for God's sake.
What about
the
singing dog? Do you think that was cast well?
He's not a dog, and he doesn't sing.
Oh, he's a singing dog. He's that Taylor Lautner plays a singing dog. Oh, come on, whatever.
We've seen it. With Laura.
We've seen it. What are you talking about?
You people.
Laura's website is lauramcdonald.net. You can follow her on Twitter, which is how we found her, by the way, at lauramcdonald43. I want to thank Kevin and Bean listener Paul, who actually tracked you down and tipped us off to you, Laura, because we're such huge fans. You think you're done or for a while anyway? No more fake Kristen Stewart, probably till next year's movie?
I don't know. We were thinking of doing a President's Day thing about her. No,
fantastic.
I don't know,
you can
I'm
do one every
involved
week.
In the creative process. Anastasia Douglas came up with the idea, but I will definitely suggest that we do another one.
Understood. All right. Thank you so much for agreeing to come on, and we're big fans of your work, and have a happy holiday, okay?
Thank you, too.
Thanks very much.
Bye-bye.
This is from yesterday's Internet Roundup. We put this one up. You can go to kevinandme.com.
So three pilgrims come with gifts. One is Frankenstein, a merman, and then gold from Jared's jewelry. Like, Jared's has, like, the best gold and diamonds. It was a nice gift.
3 hours and 5 minutes till the Charity Buzz auction ends.
Come on!
Red carpet with Scarlett Johansson. I'm currently still leading. Come on, guys. I don't want to write a big check for $7,000.
Why did you bid?
Because I thought it was funny.
It was. It is.
But
it'll
I didn't
be funnier.
Think
it'll be funnier if you win.
That's correct.
I didn't think I'd still be leading the auction
if
the next day.
If you want funny, you're about to get it.
Right. You wanted funny, right? You did it to be funny.
Yesterday. I wanted it to be funny yesterday, and then I wanted somebody to outbid me, so I was off the hook.
What's the funniest outcome that could possibly happen?
That's correct.
That's right.
For you or for me?
For everyone involved.
What is the funniest thing that could happen, Bean? You're a connoisseur of comedy. You know what's funny. What would be the funniest possible outcome?
It would be pretty hilarious to have to explain to my wife how I accidentally squandered $7,000 for no reason.
That's what I'm saying.
On a hot chick.
By the way, many listeners have either offered to go in my place or suggested that we send Doto or somebody.
We
don't have that option. It is a non-transferable prize. That's what I wanted to let you know.
Bean must go.
Wow, you've been saying that for years, Ralph.
Bean must go.
Anyway, talk about the charity.
10 o'clock this morning is when the bidding ends, so I'm hoping someone at the last second will come in and bid just a little bit more, but we'll keep you posted.
10 o'clock Pacific time?
Yes.
So we
end of our show.
Oh, so we got hours still.
Yeah.
We
got 3 hours. 3 hours to go.
Boo. Yeah.
Hey, I hope you're right, Ralph. Believe me. I hope somebody's just sitting on it, just waiting to hit that button at the last minute like they do.
No, I know for sure it's going to happen.
I'm going to get a hold of some of my hacker friends, see if we can get Bean to up the bid.
Yeah, that'd be great. How do we tap into his account?
10 grand, 12 grand.
Yeah.
Time for the rest of Showbiz B. What's going on?
Before I get to the Showbiz news, I do want to give you a heads up that tomorrow night, Friday night, I will be performing at the John Lovitz Podcast Theater up at Universal City Walk to do Hollywood Babylon. It's Friday night this week because, of course, we've got the Almost Acoustic Christmas this weekend, so I couldn't do it Saturday night. My co-host this week will be the lovely and talented Catherine Reitman from Breaking It Down on the YouTube channel.
Oh, she's awesome.
She's awesome. She's very funny, very sexy, and just a blast to be around. So she'll be sitting in for Kevin Smith this week. Tomorrow night, 10 p.m. at the John Lovitz Podcast Theater. You can go to thelovitz.com to pick up your tickets for more details. Also, while we're talking about the Lovitz, I'm very excited to announce we just finally finalized it. It's also up there on the Lovitz. January the 28th, I will be hosting An Evening with Adam West.
Wow.
That's going to be ugly.
For 2 hours on stage, I will sit down and interview Adam West about his life and lengthy show business career.
Why does Kevin say it's going to be ugly? It sounds like it's going to be fascinating.
Yeah, but Ralph loves him a little too much, and it's going to come through, and Adam's a little worried about him.
He's not worried. He's excited.
They're friends.
Yeah, I know.
We're going to be doing it inside the Actors Studio style. I'll just sit down with Adam, and we're going to play some clips from his career.
What's your favorite curse word?
Talk about everything from, of course, Batman all the way up through Family Guy and everything before and in between. So I think it's going to be very entertaining. I'm very excited about that.
I may want to be there, Ralph.
Yep. January 28th is the date. Those tickets are also up for sale at thelovitz.com. Why don't you bid $7,000, Bean, and you can sit on stage with me and Adam. How about that?
I don't want to be there that much.
All the proceeds go to paying for Adam's star, which he is getting next year, and we're very excited about that, too. We're thinking sometime in April the ceremony will be for that on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. So it's going to be a good year for me next year, all things willing.
Yeah.
What? Will Ferrell, funny.
Always. Except for that one movie.
Funny. I love him, and he gets funnier and weirder, and I think I love him more the weirder he gets.
Me too.
He goes to Old Milwaukee. You familiar with Old Milwaukee beer? Have you ever had the Old Milwaukee?
Oh, sure.
You ever had yourself an OM?
Yeah, it's old school crap beer.
It is good. It's good styling, long night drinking party. How much can I get for how little
beer? Right.
So he goes and calls them and says, yeah, I want to do 3 commercials for Old Milwaukee. I'll do them for free.
What?
Just calls them up out of the blue.
He loves it so much?
We're not really sure why he picked Old Milwaukee. Maybe he does. Maybe he loves Old Milwaukee that much. But
for free, though.
For free.
It would cost millions of dollars to get a star of Will Ferrell's caliber to do a commercial for you.
Nobody loves Old Milwaukee that much.
He says, I will do your commercials for free, but we need to shoot them in Davenport, Iowa.
What?
Which makes no sense since the beer is made in Milwaukee.
Okay.
And these commercials can only be shown in the Davenport, Iowa area.
What?
What's he doing?
No one knows what this is about. No one gets it. No one understands his reasoning here.
I love it.
So he did 3 commercials. They are currently airing in the greater Davenport, Iowa area.
On TV or radio?
On television.
Wow.
They're TV commercials. But, of course, they've leaked onto the internet. We got a hold of a couple of them. I'll be playing some audio throughout the course of the day. But this first one is Will talking about how great Old Milwaukee beer is in front of a giant Davenport sign. So he is running along and pointing at each letter that spells out the word Davenport. And for each letter in Davenport, he gives you a different reason why Old Milwaukee is so great. So, of course, he starts with the D in this giant Davenport sign as he runs along, pointing each letter, telling you the best parts of Old Milwaukee beer.
I'm here in Davenport, Iowa.
because Davenport is an old Milwaukee kind of town. D, for drinkability. A, amber, color of the beer. V, very amber. E, pass. Pass. N, no, E, I've got E. E, it's an amber man's beer. No, that's not good. N, it's nice. P, I can't do this. I told everyone I couldn't do this. I don't know how to do this.
And then they just put the logo up in that Amber commercial. So
what crazy. Is going on?
They are the most random series of commercials you'll ever see.
What's going on?
And it's not like he wouldn't have to go to this length to do this if it were just a bit for a movie or something like that. It wouldn't have to actually be filmed and put on television and all that.
No, it doesn't
weird.
Make sense. Doesn't make sense.
No, we have no idea what's up.
But that's so awesome.
It's entertaining. That's the first of three. We'll be playing the rest of them throughout the morning.
I'm with you. The more bizarre, weird... He's
so good at that. Yeah. And he's obviously improvising these commercials. It's just so funny to watch him work it out.
I got it again. Yeah.
Pass. No, I got it.
You can't pass.
I told everyone I couldn't do this.
That's awesome.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Kim Basinger is 58 years old today. Terry Hatcher turns 47. Sinead O'Connor, 45 years old today. Yeah, guitarist Nick Zinner is 73. He looks good for 73.
Sure does.
37. Dyslexia. Dyslexia people's a bitch. Dominic Monaghan from Lost and Lord of the Rings is 35. Ian Somerhalder from Vampire Diaries and Lost is 33. San Diego Chargers quarterback Philip Rivers is 30 years old. Did he play lights out last week or what? That was nuts.
Yeah, he was unbelievable.
Nicki Minaj is 29, and Orlando Magic Center Dwight Howard celebrates his 26th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
Just a quick note, and this is Kevin speaking, and I don't like baseball. But the rumor today is that the Angels are signing Pujols. I think that's how you say his name.
Albert Pujols, probably the best player in all of the sport, yes.
And they're signing him today for, $10 million a year or something.
For and 10, when you say that's a rumor,
for 10 years. Well,
that's what they want to do or that's what's actually happening?
There's a tweet from ESPN that said it was mostly confirmed. I mean, it looks like that's what's going to happen. So,
wow.
Baseball fans.
Wow.
That's for you.
They're weeping in St. Louis right now. All right. Thanks for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. A lot of shows still coming up, including our friend Dr. Drew Pinsky in minutes. Your choice of tickets in the pit for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. Right now, it's been a while since Howie Mandel has been on, but Howie is on the phone right now talking about the Season 7 audition. Season 7
what?
Already of America's Got Talent, and they are going to be in Anaheim, and we will get some details here in a moment. Howie, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show, my friend. How are you?
It's good to be here, my friend. I seem to be doing okay. I'm not an expert.
Well, you are,
but I think I'm doing fine.
We were just asking for your opinion on how you're doing. Fine is good.
I think it's good. Oh. Yes.
Okay.
I think I'm good.
All right. The questions
I'm
don't get easier from here, Howie. You know that, right? How are you is pretty much a gimme.
As we speak, I am squeezing a gland, and I, as far as I'm concerned, this is good.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. New topic. America's Got Talent. Was this show created by Simon Cowell?
Yes.
And he,
yes.
was he,
did you
he
want me used, to expand upon that?
Did he used to be a judge on this show?
He was a judge on Britain's Got Talent.
Oh, I see. Okay.
That's where it was created. He was never a judge on, people often confuse him with Brandy.
Sure,
that
of course.
That was Brandy that was on the first
That
season.
Was that season I was thinking of. Okay, yeah.
Right.
And Hasselhoff was a judge for a long time, and I know Regis was a judge
he
for
was.
A minute. And Piers Morgan, now
no,
the big
Regis
news.
Regis was a host. Regis was the host.
He was a host.
In the first season. He was a host in the first season.
Maybe we don't watch it as much as we should, Howie.
What's happening with Piers Morgan? He is not coming back because he frankly didn't want to work with you, right, or something. I don't know what the details are.
I think that's it. As I tweeted when he announced it, is that I think I was slightly more annoying than I thought.
Mm. Okay, so what are you going to do? What happens with that slot, Howie?
You know, they don't ask me to fill it. There are rumors running, you know, rampant, but I don't know. I don't know.
Is it just you, or is it you?
Sharon.
Sharon Osbourne and you, right?
Sharon Osbourne and me are there.
Right. Okay.
And
okay.
The third seat is going to be filled by a rumor.
Got it.
Okay. Probably Albert Pujols. Maybe it's Albert Pujols. That would be incredible. I would love to see that happen.
Sure.
I think it is if he doesn't take that Angel deal.
So, speaking of the Angels, the Anaheim Convention Center is where it's happening this weekend. Everybody knows the Anaheim Convention Center in Anaheim. It's going to be happening Saturday and Sunday. Registration starts at 8 a.m. all the way through 7 p.m. You can go to AGTauditions.com for further information. AGTauditions.com. And the beautiful thing about your show is you're looking for everything. Anything that's entertaining that can be done on stage.
It doesn't matter. And let me be the judge of what a talent is. So if it could be the most insane thing. If you just are willing to stand up in front of strangers and do it, show up. And anyone who shows up, any age, any talent, and I use the term talent very loosely.
Right.
Anything. If you want to just perform and do it in front of a person, and you could show up at the Anaheim Convention Center by 7 p.m., we will see absolutely everybody. And you don't know what it is that'll create a career for yourself.
Okay. Thank God there's a place in 2011 for contortionists to get on television.
Because
that was something that had been missing from my TV for a while before your show came along, Howie.
It's missing from my home.
Yeah. Now, do people show up like they do for the American Idol auditions that are just filled with confidence that they're going to conquer the world, and then you go, oh, dear God, no.
Absolutely, but I'm probably the one of the judges that I love that confidence.
Yeah.
Even if that confidence is not backed by anything.
It's better if the confidence is not backed.
There's something to be said for that.
I agree. I agree. It's better if it's not backed up.
Right, and I love that, and I find that entertaining, and I think there's a place in the, you know, in the horizon or of talent or whatever that is, of entertainment. You know, I loved Tiny Tim growing up, and I loved, and he was talented, but it was certainly different. He got the highest ratings on a Tonight Show. So yeah. Regardless of what it is you think you can do at any age, and I think we're the only show out there in the, you know, universe of all these talent shows that has a variety and has, you will see things on our show you will never see on any other show. And every year, and I've only been there for two, but I've watched from the inception, where every year I'm surprised by something that, you know, just when you think you've seen it all, there's AGT.
And again, it's AGTauditions.com, Saturday and Sunday, Anaheim Convention Center. Real quick before you go, Howie, Terry Fader, obviously huge success, still sell out crowds in Las Vegas doing his ventriloquist act. I know that was a big success. Jackie Evancho, the little girl, I guess, still has a very, very successful singing career.
Number one selling album, yes.
Yeah, millions of records. Who else has been big that's come out of AGT who has actually used it as the intention, which is a launch pad to a career in show business?
Well, you know, that's the beauty of our show. Just get on our show, because not necessarily the winner gets the most notoriety. You know, like, not that we're taking credit for it, but Jabberwockies were on our show before any other show. We've had a lot of people. You know, Susan Boyle is out of Britain's Got Talent, which is, you know, we like to think of all those Got Talent shows as but I'm more fascinated by the, and I think they can make money. What were they? Fighting Gravity is being offered things in Vegas.
Right.
Recycled Percussion is doing a show now in Las Vegas. They're all from America's Got Talent. So you can make a huge living just by showing.
Fighting Gravity was unbelievable. Now, these ones that,
I think so.
These acts that move on and start making hundreds of millions of dollars. I mean, you get a cut, right? You get a little taste.
Yes, I get a large cut of nothing.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
But I get a big percentage of it.
A big percentage of nothing.
Almost all of it. If you want to be the next big star who can cut Howie Mandel out and pretend you never met him, forget the little people. If that's your goal, go to the Anaheim Convention Center this weekend, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. Keep up with Howie at HowieMandel.com. Howie, always great to catch up with you, man. Thanks for coming on. Have a fantastic holiday season.
Or tweet me at Howie M. Mandel. Do you guys Twitter?
We do. Howie M. Mandel.
So follow me.
All right.
Howie M. Mandel.
I'm going to follow you for a couple days, see if it's worth it.
All right.
Okay,
thank you. Honey. And I will follow you, too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Incubus, right there on the world-famous K-Rock here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Very disturbing news, by the way, that I've been receiving emails from Incubus fans. Kevin, have you been seeing this about the troubles the band has been having? Well, we wanted to find out what was going on after we heard some European dates were canceled. So we asked if we could talk to our friend Brandon Boyd, and I believe he joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Hey, Brandon.
Hi.
Happy holidays, my friend.
Happy happy holidays to you. How are you guys?
We are good, thanks. We're
doing great. Always great to talk to you. Very, very, very excited about this weekend. And then all of a sudden, we started getting emails from the you know, the hardcore Incubus fans who follow everything you do. And they said, uh-oh, what happened to Munich? What happened to Vienna? What happened to Amsterdam? So we're asking you, what's going on, dude?
It's been a strange – it was a really good tour up until right around the last week in Europe.
Up until it ended?
Up until it ended, yeah. we were going strong, and then it actually started with me. I got some kind of a bug, and I got, for the first time in like kind of over 10 years, I think, I got laryngitis.
Sweet.
My voice just went away, and it was an unusual thing for me because I've never really dealt with it so much before, and so we had to cancel a couple of shows for me. And then I got better. I was ready to, you know, come back and swing. And then Michael got it, but he got it, like, worse. Not laryngitis, but he got whatever I had. I was the sort of the typhoid Mary, I guess you could say.
Sweet. Like you were ground zero.
You were patient zero, right?
I was patient zero. Yeah, I brought the contagion onto the bus.
Way to go, man.
Yeah. So, but he got it. And then we came home, and he started getting better, and then he just got worse. So...
You know, I was thinking about this, Brandon. As much as you travel a different country every day for a lot of the, you know, a lot of time when you guys are out there, and different meals and, you know, different traveling environments and coming in contact with thousands and thousands of people, it's almost a surprise that you guys don't get sick all the time. And when one gets sick, you're in such close quarters, it easily gets passed around. I can't believe this doesn't happen all the time.
Yeah, it's actually that occurs to me sometimes when some of us get sick, because it's actually really rare. But I've always said that we have the germiest job in the world.
Yeah.
You know, if anybody had, like, you know, hypochondriac tendencies, this would not be the job for them, because it's kind of germier than even being like a doctor. Doctors, like, wash their hands with antibacterial soap and wear gloves and stuff, and we're sitting there.
Maybe it's time to start wearing gloves, dude.
Face masks.
Yeah, exactly.
After every hand we shake, we use the squirt stuff. What is it? The bacterial stuff.
Yeah, sure. Right. Sure. So you ended up, and this is what's why we needed to talk to you, because obviously one of the Incubus 2011 dates remaining is this weekend for us. And so you ended up, and the decision has been made that you guys are just not well enough. Everybody's not firing on enough cylinders to be able to put on a show. So you're not going to be there this weekend.
We are not going to be there this weekend, unfortunately, much to our disappointment. And
yours and ours. We love the band. You know, all of our fans love the band. So
we appreciate it.
But
so
we also want you to live and be healthy. You know, we want you to be healthy and continue. So
yeah, we also don't want to spread the zombie plague to any K-Rock fans.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
The main reason we're staying away.
So what's it like? I mean, you know, I get sick. I'm gone for a couple of days. It doesn't really make a difference.
It actually makes us happy, if I could say so.
You guys get sick, and literally thousands of people are affected by it because of the audiences. Do you you reschedule all these shows, or you know, the European shows, or are you going to have to go back over there and pick them up again, or what are you going to do?
Yeah, we reschedule. I mean, cancellations have been exceedingly rare for us, fortunately, because, you know, being totally honest, like, it really sucks.
Yeah, of course.
Show. And mostly because beyond the inconvenience of it, or, you know, the loss of revenue, it's mostly just the knowing that thousands of people that night or those few nights are going to be disappointed. That's really the hardest part about it. I think that actually, like, exacerbates the sickness too. It makes you feel worse about what's going on. So you know, you do your best to what's good, you know, we have the web now, we can reach out to people quickly and talk to them and everything, and, you know, thank you for the opportunity to come on the air and, you know, express what's going on.
It's no problem. I mean, like we say, we've been longtime fans, and so we want to continue to be longtime fans, and we hope that you know, get healthy over the holidays. And when do you think you might be able to crank things back up again?
Well, we are set for 2012. We have the next date we have on the books is a couple of dates in Japan in late January, and then we go to Australia and New Zealand and Thailand.
Don't shake any hands.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to do some high fives. High fives.
And be careful in Thailand. We saw that Hangover movie, man. A lot of bad things could happen to you there. This is the voice of our friend Brandon Boyd here on the Kevin Bean Show for the band Incubus, of course. Sorry to break the news, the bad news, that Incubus is not going to be at Acoustic Christmas this weekend. But I have to close with this, Brandon. I'm not sure if you read the fine print or your people did on the contract, but when you sign up for Acoustic Christmas and for whatever reason you don't make it.
Right.
You're automatically contractually and legally obligated to play next year's Weenie Roast. There's no way around that. I mean, you've already signed it.
I absolutely am totally okay with that, and so are my lawyers. So
nice!
We'll see you guys there.
That's great, considering Bean just made that up.
All right. I just made it up. I didn't know you'd go for it. I'm so happy right now.
I like that idea. I like that. And it'll be warm.
Yeah.
Brandon,
seriously, be healthy, and same to your bandmates, and we'll see you next year.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Thanks very
you
much bet. For coming Bye-bye. On the show.
Bye.
All right, we do have some calls out. That's all we can say at this moment.
To replace
yes.
Incubus? Okay.
You can't replace Incubus.
No.
Somebody can
well,
be on stage
right.
in their stead.
Trust me,
yeah,
I
that
love
night.
Brandon.
I know you do. All right. But
it was going to be my night.
We've got some calls out, so you still got all the other bands, and keep listening for everybody. That's a letdown, right?
Yeah.
He is, of course, the co-host of Loveline 5 nights a week here on K-Rock, Dr. Drew's Life Changer, weekday afternoons at 3 on the CW and the Headline News Show. What's it called?
HLN.
HLN, mm-hmm. Headline News Show at 6. We're talking about Dr. Drew Pinsky, who joins us each week on the Kevin and Bean Show, and is back on the phone right now. Hey, Doc, how are you, man?
Gentlemen, I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Well, I'm fine. I'm so happy that we have you on today. I thought of you yesterday when the shock announcement came out in the news about what they're doing with the continuing to restrict the Plan B pill. And as a physician and as a father, Dr. Drew, I'm sure you have thought about this and have thoughts you can share with us.
Well, I've been advocating on behalf of Plan B for over a decade and a half. And
for people who don't know what it is.
Yeah, Plan B is also called emergency contraception. What it is basically about a double dose of your usual contraceptive pill taken after an unprotected sexual encounter if you don't have some other means of contraceptive there. In other words, if you're not on the pill or the condom breaks or something, this is a backup method that reduces the risk of pregnancy by about 70-80%. And some people say even if you take it within 24 hours, it may be up to 90%.
Wow.
And there was all this political energy around Plan B during the Bush administration, people suggesting that it was an abortion pill and confusing it with the abortion pill, which is not, it is not, it works precisely, the mechanism is precisely the same as the contraceptive pill, the pill you take every day. It's just not quite as effective because you're taking it afterwards.
Right.
But it works exactly the same way. It prevents ovulation. That is the predominant effect. And by the way, I want an apology from everybody who carried on about this for 10 years about how it's an abortion pill. It is not. So finally, people became rational and approved it. And yesterday, they decided again to restrict or continue the restriction to people underage. And it's a little more controversial and a little more legal liability and stuff when it comes to younger folks. But, of course, that's the group we'd like to be using this thing, right? And we don't want teen pregnancies.
So, in other words, the Food and Drug Administration had come out and said, yeah, we recommend that it should be over-the-counter even for a 16- or 15-year-old girl or whatever like that, and that was going to be the way it was going. And then yesterday the Obama administration essentially overruled that, right, and
yeah.
said, no, you now have to have a parental approval or something like that or be at least 18 in order to get it.
Kind of weird, isn't it? I mean, the Obama administration, what's up with those guys?
Yeah, that's surprising.
So, yeah, and you know, they've been so rational. So far, I really don't. I don't know if they're. I think you know what it is. I just realized it's an election year. They're fearful of not capturing those people on the fence, you know, who may head right, and that's unfortunate because young people are going to suffer as a result. You know, by the way, though, teen pregnancy is at like a 40-year low in this country right now, and they're actually calling it the 16 and pregnant effect. The TV show 16 and Pregnant, thank God,
really?
Has had the desired effect. Yeah, it's remarkable. It's been a steady decline. Teen pregnancy in the last 3 years.
Now, I don't have kids, Dr. Drew, and I know you have daughters. Kevin has daughters, and maybe you guys feel differently about this. I completely understand wanting to know what your kids are taking. I completely understand how it would wig you out if you found out that your daughter went to a pharmacy and got this pill and you'd want to know about it. But is there something...
Would it get 10 times more if she said, oh, by the way, I'm pregnant?
Yeah.
Because I didn't take the Plan B pill, right? Is there some medical reason why parents should be concerned if their younger daughters take this pill? Is there something dangerous about it that they need to talk about with them beforehand, or what?
It has one of the safest safety profile of any medication other than, say, Tylenol. The issue, though, is are they using it let's say, recklessly? Are they using it as their primary means of contraceptive? And are these kids acting out in ways that needs further counseling and going underground and just on their own managing it with Plan B? I think that was the concern. Was
right.
But that concern, but by the way, better than not.
Here's the thing.
Anyway.
There's a downside to both.
Yeah absolutely. So. Listen, I think the time will come. I really think it's that it's an election year, and that's why they're hiding out under it. It's just ridiculous. And again, you know, I'm sick of politics harming people medically. I'm sick of it. I really am. I mean, we took almost 10 years to get the Plan B out because people... It's like people... Does the people study biology anymore in this country?
But, Dr. Greer, let me ask you. Do you think the people that are saying that it's an abortion pill, do you think they understand it?
Or no!
They don't even understand.
I also think they don't understand basic biology. They couldn't.
They don't care.
Biology is some sort of... Or science is just another point of view. It's just another way of looking at things.
Yeah.
As opposed to the fact how right. we operate as a biological system.
And this literally blocks conception. That's what it does.
Yes. But no, let me be fair to be completely thorough about this. And this is where people start to lose me. But that the pill you take every day,
yes.
the birth control pill, has a theoretical possibility of interfering with implantation. A slight bit. The morning after pill has the same theoretical potential of perhaps at some times, perhaps maybe interfering, although it's not its primary mechanism for either pill.
Right.
And so people go, oh, that's it. So really, if you're going to say the morning after pill is not okay, you have to say all hormonal contraceptives and the IUD and all these hormonal contraceptives are not okay, which is that to me is a defensible position. But nobody ever takes that position.
Right. Because they don't understand it.
Yeah.
Well, I will tell you, I know one of the reasons you got into media as a doctor was you wanted to educate and you wanted to, you know, be able to answer these questions and have these discussions. And something like that didn't exist any place before you guys started doing Love Line. And this reminds me so much of the conversations we've had, Drew, on this show many times about the HPV vaccine, too. Parents are so freaked out that they know that their kids are going to have sex that they are actually making decisions and turning them into law that hurt them physically.
Yeah. And again, the HPV. It's the exact same kind of thinking, which is here's a vaccine that has one of the safest profiles of any vaccine in history. They're advocating you give it to your kids between 9 and 12. It's now approved for boys as well. It will prevent cervical cancer, head and neck cancers, anal cancers, penile cancers. No, can't do that. Can't do that. We'll give them the hepatitis B vaccine when they're one and not realize that that's a sexually transmitted disease yet and not freak out about that. But we won't give them the HPV vaccine when they're nine.
Well, Dr. Drew, when I become president, I'm going to bring you with me.
God bless you. Let's do it. Come on.
Dr. Drew's Life Changers airs this afternoon at 3 and 3:30 on the CW. You can look for him on HLN at 6. And then, of course, again tonight with our friend Psycho Mike Catherwood on Loveline. Drew, great talk, man. Thanks for coming on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Bye.
Thank you.
Ralph Kramer is here with the Showbiz Beat on a Thursday Kevin and Bean Show. You want the update, Ralph, on my charity buzz?
Yes, Scarlett Johansson, the charity date with her on the red carpet world premiere of her new movie, We Bought a Zoo, in New York City, New York.
The day after acoustic. I hope you're still ahead.
Yeah, Monday morning.
I didn't see I didn't read the fine print that it was in New York.
I thought it would be
in L.A., so I bet thinking it would be funny, and now I realize that I am still leading.
Yes. Ladies
and
gentlemen.
With 2 hours and 4 minutes to go, I am on the hook for $7,000.
But you'll have a lovely evening with a beautiful and talented actress.
Well, I'm not going to go. I'm not going to go all the way to New York for this. I'm just, the point is.
What a loser.
Giant loser.
It was supposed to be funny yesterday to go, Ralph, that auction you talked about? Oh, I'm leading that auction, but somebody is going to come in, please, God, in the next 2 hours and outbid me, right?
Anyone within the sound of my voice, please share the news. Get on the social media, your Facebooks, your Twitters, whatever it takes.
No one bid.
Beg everyone to stay away from this auction. Right. Do not bid any more than $7,000 on this charity auction, please.
How am I going to break this to my wife that I just wasted $7,000?
Got it handled. We'll call her.
Yeah, we'll take care of it.
Don't worry.
We'll do it for you. Kevin and Ralph break the news. Our new segment.
This is terrible. We got it handled, man.
We'll take care of it.
It's already pretty frosty at my house. Come on, you guys.
It's always frosty at your house.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're keeping an eye on the clock. We still got 2 hours to go. I might get outbid, but we'll see what happens.
No. Sad news. Yesterday was announced Harry Morgan passed away. Harry Morgan played Colonel Sherman Potter on MASH. For most people, they think Colonel Potter was always the chief officer over there on MASH. But you have to remember, McLean Stevenson played Colonel Blake before that. And when he left, they were like, well, this is it. How are we going to replace him? Everyone's going to, you know, no one will get over the fact that he's leaving the show.
That's what McClane thought, especially.
Right.
And then Harry Morgan came in and just stole America's heart. Great actor. Was in the movie and TV business forever. 1942 is when he started. You can see him in a bunch of early movies. He was in Dragnet, the old cop series, played Jack Webb's partner on that show. A great guy. My first acting job in Los Angeles was opposite Harry Morgan, and he was so kind to me. Being a rookie, being my first big-time showbiz job in Los Angeles, he took so much time to take care of me and encourage me and help me out and let me figure out what I was doing on the set. He was a real gentleman, and I was sad to hear he passed away yesterday. But 96 years old.
Yeah.
You can't ask for more than that, really. That's a pretty good run. And he was lucid and healthy right up until the end. So.
Ow! So bored.
Wow. Wow, Kevin.
I used Ralph's own voice against him.
You're a cold, cold man.
The man contributed to the entertainment world for 70 years, and Ralph gives him 30 seconds, and Kevin's out.
No! 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 Give me ice cream sandwiches, MMA.
What did he do for us this year?
This year?
Back to you.
Will Ferrell. We were talking about this last hour. He approached the Pabst Beer Company and said, I want to shoot commercials for Old Milwaukee. Old Milwaukee beer. I will do it at no charge for you. But they must be shot in Davenport, Iowa. And they must only run in Davenport, Iowa. No one understands what Will's doing here. We're all confused.
And you mean by Davenport, Iowa, you mean obviously in Milwaukee.
No,
where
no.
The brew is made,
no,
right?
That would make sense. Which I think is counter what Will's initial instincts are. This is Davenport, Iowa. Insists that they shot and be shown only there. Three commercials for Old Milwaukee, free of charge, for Will Ferrell. So last hour we played the first one where he was running along the giant sign of Davenport, spelling out with each letter what it represented in terms of Old Milwaukee beer.
We posted these at krock.com, by the way, if you want to see them.
And then the next one I wanted to play for you, this is the audio from him sitting on a log. I guess there's a river that goes through Davenport, Iowa. Could it be the Mississippi?
Don't know.
I don't know. I don't know much about Iowa geography. But he's sitting there, and he's got a fishing pole, just telling you what a great time it is, sipping Old Milwaukee by the river.
When I'm not too busy being a big-time Hollywood phony, I like to come out here to Davenport, sit on my favorite log, and crack open a ice-cold Old Milwaukee. Something I do. Well, truth be told, I've never been to Davenport. This is my first time, but it's something I want to do, you know? I mean, it looks like something it'd be fun to do. Come out here, sit on a log, and drink Old Milwaukee.
Old Milwaukee. Put the logo up. That's it. That's the commercial.
Is it possible, because we think of him as a normal guy who's really funny, is it possible that he's crazy?
It's very possible.
And he's been masquerading as a normal guy for a long time?
We're starting to see the real Will now, which is just a loon who just gets a weed up his butt and says, I'm going to make some Old Milwaukee commercials. Wouldn't that be fun?
But not there.
No, let's do it in Iowa. That'd be funny, because Iowa has nothing to do with Milwaukee, so that'd be great.
He's crazy.
But I don't want a lot of people to see him, so let's just put him on in the local Davenport area.
So crazy.
We got to talk to Will about this and see what's up.
And Ralph,
we'll say, what's up?
And you're absolutely right. The Mississippi River goes through Davenport, Iowa. That's the river he's on. So
hey,
well done.
How do you like me now?
Well done.
Yeah. And some people take, and they blur the line between art and life. Example, Anthony Borghese. Anthony Borghese is a 72-year-old character actor who played the lounge owner, Sonny Buns, in Goodfellas.
Mm-hmm.
He also had a recurring role as a crime family captain, Larry Borborese, in The Sopranos. Hollywood Reporter today is reporting that Anthony picked up 6 months of house arrest and 2 years probation for his role in arranging for a mob beating of a guy who owed him $5,000.
Wow.
Apparently he was connected.
For reals.
For reals. Talked to some guy in the mob and said, yeah, this guy owes me $5,000, he won't pay up. I'd like you to beat him.
Wow.
And then got busted for it. Apparently Anthony got a lighter sentence because he has agreed to talk to youth groups about the dangers of mob life and has filmed a public service announcement. Hi, I'm Anthony Borghese. If you're going to get a guy beat up because he owes you some money, don't get caught. Thanks. Merry Christmas. Drink Old Milwaukee. Anthony said his public service announcement must only be filmed in Davenport, Iowa, however.
That's odd.
And shown in that area. I don't understand it.
Lovitz, tomorrow night I'm going to be doing Hollywood Babylon with the lovely Catherine Reitman tomorrow night at 10 o'clock at the John Lovitz Podcast Theater up at City Walk. And I do want to announce again, January the 28th, we just finalized the plans. The tickets are up for sale today. An evening with Adam West. Me, Adam West, on a stage, 2 hours, talking about his
life.
2 hours.
That's gotta go five if it goes two.
You know, I could make it a weekend. I could do a cruise with Adam West. We'd just get on a ship and go out to the Caribbean, and I would just talk to him.
It'd be 4 a.m. People would be going, come on.
And then we're up to like 1960. So, you're a Warner Brothers contract player. You did a pilot for a Western called Doc Holliday. Let's talk about that.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Orlando Magic Center Dwight Howard is 26 years old today.
Nikki, I hear the Angels got him, by the way.
No!
I hear the Angels also signed
different,
him. Crazy.
Different free agent.
Angels signed Pujols, people.
Nicki Minaj is 29 years old today. A lot of people demanding a bell for Nicki Minaj, by the way.
Yeah. What do you guys think? She's really a cartoon more than she is a woman.
But she's a sexy cartoon.
She's kind of a sexy cartoon.
All right, let's
say like
let's
Jessica Rabbit. She's like a Jessica Rabbit cartoon.
That's a controversial bell.
Give her a bell for that butt alone. That butt is magical.
It is a good butt.
It's magical.
I don't know how much magic it has.
It has magic. I've seen stars shoot out of it and unicorns. Right. It's magic.
This is a troubling day all around for the bell keeper because Sinead O'Connor, we debate some years too, Ralph, because she has a beautiful face, but has done everything she can to look as bad as possible.
Let me show you a recent picture of Sinead O'Connor.
Well, I have.
So she's got a Mo Howard haircut, and she looks like she weighs about two Jessica Simpsons.
I have passed on the bell this
Continue
year.
Continue passing.
Sinead.
Yeah.
Okay.
As Bean mentioned, she celebrates her 45th birthday today. Guitarist Nick Zinner is 37 years old. Dominic Monaghan and Ian Somerhalder, both of Lost, are celebrating their birthdays. Dominic's 35, Ian is 33. Terry Hatcher, Desperate Housewives fame, of course, is 47 years old. She was also Lois Lane, let's not forget.
Oh.
Clark and Lois. And Kim Basinger celebrates her 58th birthday today. That's a good-looking 58 right there. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
311. Speaking of this weekend's Acoustic Christmas, speaking of two chances for you to win your tickets in the pit before the end of today's Kevin and Bean show, we had a very sad conversation with our friend Brandon Boyd from Incubus about 45 minutes ago or so. They've had a lot of illness in and out of that band. They've had to cancel the rest of their appearances for 2011, including six dates, I think, in Europe, and including this weekend's Acoustic Christmas. So no Incubus, sorry to say. But you know how we do. We are pulling some strings. We are working hard behind the scenes, and hopefully we'll have some good news for you here, maybe even by the end of today's show, about somebody who might be able to take their slot on Saturday night. That's the hope anyway.
Yeah.
So keep tuned here to K-Rock, and we will continue to keep you up to date.
So Bean was on a plane, and he told me this story, and I found it hard to believe, but it is funny because we're always trying to get Bean to stop talking to us,
mm-hmm.
and he won't.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you tell the people your story there, Bean?
Well, look, anyone who's flown has had that moment of abject terror when you realize that you are sitting next to somebody you would prefer not to spend time with, but you don't have any choice because, well, you can't pick your seat. That's how it goes. And I got on an airplane, and I'm always, you know, of course, first choice is you're hoping it's a hot chick. It almost never is a hot chick. And then second choice, you're hoping it's just going to be somebody who's going to leave you the F alone. Am I right?
Yeah, you just look for somebody quiet.
Yes.
Just somebody quiet and not fat. I mean, that's what you're looking for.
You want your whole seat. You do want your entire seat.
Full seat, and you want to not have to talk to somebody on the plane, right? And you know me, by the way, I'm a curious person who actually is interested in what other people have to say. But on a plane, I don't know. It's just, there's no exit strategy there. You get involved in a conversation, it could easily go wrong, and you got nowhere to go, nothing to do, and then it's just uncomfortable.
Now you know how we feel all the time.
All right. Look, this isn't about me so much.
I'm just saying, there's a message here.
It's about the guy who was sitting next to me, and I'm telling you, I hadn't even sat down yet when he already, hey, how you doing? What's going on? Where are you headed? Hey, are you from here or are you from there? Hey, good to see you. Hey, looks like the plane's going to be on time. Hey, I wonder if there's going to be food. I mean, it just went on and on and on. This guy, young? He was old. I think he's 67 years old, I think I heard several times throughout the course of the flight. But didn't mind telling me inside he still feels like a 19-year-old. too much information from this guy. Now, look, we've all been in this situation where we've had somebody start talking to us, and it's, like I say, it's worse on a plane because you can't get up and move, okay?
Right.
But we also all have been conditioned to understand that there are ways to shut that down. We've all got reflexes, right, that we can use to try to make it really send out the signal, hey, I'm not here to chat. I'm here to read, or I'm here to sleep, or I'm here to, you know, not talk to you.
You start with the most gentle one you can, which is basically to answer his question, and then maybe look at your book or whatever you have in front of you.
Exactly, yeah. And I certainly tried that. Believe me,
take the hint.
I did not have the antenna up that I was interested in having a conversation. I mean, I was giving him the vaguest possible answers, the shortest possible answers. But here's a perfect example. So what do you do for a living? Which is, you know, guy who's trolling for information so that he has a conversation point, sure. So that he has something to talk to you about. And I'm like, you know,
Take a stab. You should just go with biologist.
Something so boring that he'll have no follow-up.
Chemist. Maybe he doesn't know, unless he knows that world, and then you're really screwed.
So I said, you know what? Honestly, it doesn't matter. I mean, I literally said, it doesn't matter. And he's like, no, I'm really interested. I'm like, you know what? You really wouldn't be. I mean, even just saying that, shouldn't that be enough to make it obvious that I'm not interested in talking?
That's what you don't understand is when you say, I'd rather not say, now all that matters is what you do.
Yes. Because
he's burning up inside.
Now, what could it be that this guy doesn't want to tell me?
So I said, yeah, I work in radio, which, by the way, is never anything I've ever proud to say. It's not, it's not something to brag about. I'll tell you that. It's pretty much the lowest form of entertainment outside of juggling. So I said, I'm in radio.
And then, mimes. Of course, he's got, by the way, mimes are below us.
Maybe mimes, yeah. Right. So then he's got a million questions. Oh, have I heard you? Oh, what station? Oh, what kind of show? Oh, what kind of things do you do? Oh, you know, just goes on and on and on.
Now, what were the steps you took after just generally looking back at the book?
Well, first of all, I have an iPad and headphones.
Okay.
Now, you would think that headphones is all you have to do, especially since I have to – it's the kind of headphones, not the ones that cover up your ears, but it's the little earbuds. So every time I would he would start talking to me, I would have to reach up and pull an earbud out because you can't just – I mean, you can't just stare straight ahead if he's talking to you, right?
Well, I don't know.
At some point, maybe you do, but –
No, so at first you're right, but once you put in the headphones, I mean, that's a little rude.
Yeah, I mean, don't you look over and just shrug like, oh, can't hear you, sorry.
That's a little rude, but he's forcing you to
forcing me.
So we're going to take your calls before Bean finishes his story. We're going to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067. How do you get people to stop talking to you on a plane?
Yeah, has this happened to you? Have you been in this situation?
Have you sat next to Bean and he won't shut up?
So I pull the earbud out and I answer the question as quickly as I can. And at one point, Lisa, and tell me how rude this is. At what point, I'm looking at, as a matter of fact, the flight was the day of the Miss Double December pageant.
Uh-huh.
And by the time I'm in the air that afternoon, all the photos are up at krock.com, right? So I'm scrolling through the photos that they took from the web department to put up on the website, right? And he is literally leaning over into my seat, looking at the pictures, going, hey, what do you got there? Hey, what are you looking at? Hey, is that your family? Hey, who's that? And he even said to me, forgive me, I'm a little bit nosy.
But, wow.
But Bean, you're, again, if you have pictures of hot chicks, you're begging him to.
You're almost looking at porn.
And by the way, the answer to is that your family is yes.
That is my family.
I'm a polygamist and they are all my wives.
So I'm like really doing everything I can to shut him down short of saying, hey, old man, please don't talk to me. He's not getting any of it, you guys. I swear to you, I'm not kidding. At one point, not even as we were getting off the plane, at one point halfway in, he reaches into his luggage and he pulls out his business card and he hands it to me and says, hey, if you're ever – my wife and I are we live on Bainbridge Island. If you're ever over there, we'd love to have you come over. We got a great view. We'd love to be able to
spend some
time with you. I swear to God. Was he trying to drag me into some sort of a swingers thing or what was happening
here? I doubt that, sincerely.
Is he the loneliest man in the world?
But you weren't able to shut him down at all?
I was not able to shut him down. I mean,
Bean is the rudest person in the world.
Well, part of it is that he's an old man. Don't you have – I mean, if he were a young person, I think I would have been able to say, look, let's just not talk. I really got a lot of things I got to do during this fight. But you can't say that to a 70-year-old, can you?
No, I understand
Lisa gave
that.
Us a good answer, I think, earlier this morning when she said, just tell him if I talk, I'm going to throw up.
I get sick on a plane
because
I talk.
That's good. But it sounds like you did everything you could have done.
I tried, man.
Short of saying, hey, you know what? When I'm on a plane, I want to listen to music. Did you do that in the nicest way?
No, I didn't say that. Because I thought it was so obvious that I was, in fact, listening to music.
It was,
so.
But he wasn't taking the hint.
All right, we want to hear from you. Have you had this experience? How have you handled it? What could or should I have done? 1-800-520-1067. Your call is coming up next right after this on the Kevin and Bean. Dear Bean, this email from Joe begins, listening to your story about not getting the old guy on the plane to shut up. I'm right there with you, dude. I hate it when people I don't know start to strike up conversations with me and there's no way out. I'm always asking myself, what is this guy's angle? What's his scam? I mean, I don't want to end up the centerpiece of a human centipede, you know? That's That's actually a good point. And we asked for your calls on this at 1-800-520-1067. How do you shut down the person on the plane? And Kevin, you made a very bold prediction before the first call came in. What did you say?
I said it's all going to be girls. It's all going to be girls because you know that especially if you're the least bit attractive, wherever you go, especially on a plane, the guy sitting next to you is thinking, okay, I've gotten an hour. I have an hour and a half to make my move.
Right.
What's it going to be? How am I going to do it? It's all. I mean, you must have to deal with that all the time.
Every single person on the line is a woman calling with advice. So I don't know if any of this advice is going to work for me, but let's take a couple of calls, and we'll start with Judy. Judy is on line 8 and joins us here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Judy, you've been in this situation where you have somebody in the seat next to you on a plane. You just can't get them to shut up.
Yes, I have. More than one occasion. Usually when they strike up the conversation, hi, how are you? I usually say, oh, me and my savior, Jesus Christ, we're doing great. How are you?
Oh, my God. What a great idea.
Oh, so you shut them down immediately because that kind of weirds them out?
Absolutely. If it's a guy who's trying to, you know, get some, they usually look at me like, oh, no. And if they say, oh, that's great. I'm like, it is. It is very great. How would you like to, be safe today? We can talk about it. We have about an hour and a half.
Oh, man.
You're the best. You are that's the best.
See, look at her. She sits down and starts that.
Love it.
Love it. Thank you, Judy. Yep. I don't think Bean could pull that off, though. I believe his skin would melt.
That is awesome, though, by the way. Let's try Dahlia. Dahlia's on line 2. She also has a carefully crafted lie in her back pocket that she can pull out if somebody won't shut up.
Hey, Dahlia.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good.
Well, we're talking about trying to shut people up on a plane who won't.
Yeah. Well, I was sitting next to Judy, apparently. Actually, it was a priest.
It was a priest.
he started a conversation off, you know, trying to get to know me. Not in that way, obviously. I mean, I don't know. Maybe
you think.
But you think. And, you know, I basically just had to, like, flat out lie after about 30 minutes and say, look, I'm moving to Israel. I'm joining the Israeli army. And you know what I mean? Like, the earphones wouldn't work. The book wouldn't work. The trying to take a nap, nothing would work.
Trying to take a nap? You closed your eyes?
I did. I closed my eyes. I just, you know, leaned my head back and closed my eyes, and he kept talking.
Wow.
Some people, I mean, they're just in the mood to chat, I guess. Thank you very much, Dahlia.
Hysterical.
I don't know that Bean could pull off join the Israeli army either, though. So.
No.
It's not really very helpful.
Lance writes in, by the way, next time pretending that you are deaf, you might even want to learn a few basic sign language skills, too. But you're screwed if it turns out he also speaks, you know, sign language. In that case, you're just going to have to break it down that you actually just wish you were deaf because you were sitting next to him. Well, I don't know that I could pull that off either.
Let's try Jordan real quick. Hi, Jordan. What's your idea?
Hey, so basically what I do is the second that I get the littlest inkling that this person's going to be a problem, I start coughing and coughing and coughing. Like an obscene amount of coughing.
Nice.
And then
because
they say, oh my God. Yeah. And
everybody's like, paranoid when they get on a plane that they're going to get some kind of sickness.
Totally. So then with the, you know, they always say, oh, are you okay? What's wrong? And I say, oh yeah, I've got something that's really contagious. I should probably not talk to you. And usually, I promise you, 80% of the time I've done this, they have moved seats.
Genius.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Great.
That's great.
All right. Thank you very much for the call. We appreciate it. Look, I don't know. Is this possible?
One more.
Yeah, Dave is saying that the guy is on the phone. What does he mean? What's he talking about?
Hello? Hello, sir.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Who's this?
Is this Bean?
Bean?
Hi, Bean.
This is Alvin from the flight. How are you?
Oh, my God. How did
That's
you...
That's great.
How did you...
I did a little research on you.
Uh-oh.
You left behind your cup that you were drinking out of, so I took a swab of your DNA.
Well, why would you do that?
And ran it through the system.
Why would you do that?
And I was able to find out where you work and where you live.
Oh,
I was wondering
Alvin.
If you want to come spend some time with me and the missus.
No, I don't
want to. A long time.
No, what are you talking about? Alvin,
I'm Alvin.
Is this the ghost of Christmas future? What's happening here?
No, I just really, really like you.
Okay.
You're
listen,
very
Alvin,
attractive.
Don't talk to me anymore.
I love those glasses you wear. Where'd you get those?
All right. This is over.
There are some hot glasses.
Were you attracted to Bean? Is that what this is about?
I got to tell you, parts of me were swelling that hadn't had blood flow in some time.
Don't ever talk to me again,
He's a
Alvin.
Good-looking man, that
Please,
Bean of yours.
Hang up this phone right now,
You guys are
Kevin.
Lucky to be working.
Stop
with such a strapping fella.
Stop it.
You hang on. We'll give you his home address.
I'm Alvin.
Two chances for you within the next hour to win your choice of nights in the pit to join us this weekend. Night number one for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas is Saturday at the Gibson. Night number two is Sunday. We'll give you two different chances to win coming up, so don't go anywhere. Speaking of Acoustic Christmas, we talked to our friend Brandon Boyd from the band Incubus earlier this morning. He broke the bad news that as we were fearing, as we saw them canceling dates left and right throughout Europe, we were worried that they might not be able to make it to Acoustic Christmas this weekend due to illness in the band, and that is the case, we're sorry to say. So we put the bat signal in the sky. We started asking around, looking around, and lo and behold, we got a call, Kevin, if you can believe it, from somebody who's volunteering to play at Acoustic Christmas this weekend.
The Armenian comedian?
No, even better. I think you're going to be very pleased as we welcome Rome Ramirez from the band Sublime on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Hi, Rome.
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
Dude, this is awesome.
What's going on with you?
Man, we just got back from Florida. We had an amazing weekend. Florida played a couple shows, and we're ready to go, man. I mean, I heard the news about Mike in Incubus. And
yeah.
I mean, that totally sucks, dude. But we're around, and I mean,
you're
we'd love to come and jam out for a little
you're
bit.
You're in. You're in. Say yes now. Don't let him keep asking. No, are you kidding me? That would be fantastic. I mean, obviously, Sublime is one of the biggest bands in the history of K-Rock. We've been lucky enough to have you at Acoustic Christmas before. And I'm telling you what, when you guys came out, I think it was a couple years ago, Rome, I've never seen a happier group of people to be surprised by a band when that stage turned. It was unbelievable. And I don't know if you remember because you do so many shows, but everybody there sang every single word with you guys.
Dude, I totally, like, that brings back so many memories because the stage revolved, and the cool thing about it was, A, it was my first experience with a revolving stage.
Right.
So I got to see the audience, like, get, like, mad stoked in a very slow, left-to-right kind of panoramic, like,
yeah,
view.
Yeah, just one and, side of the amphitheater exactly. Sees you at first, and then the middle sees you, and then the other side, it's exciting.
It's awesome, man. You know, we'd love to come and
jam. You're in town. You're in. Dude, this is great.
We're so happy. So it's Blink-182, Bush, Chevelle, Sublime with Rome, Newfound Glory, Social Distortion, 311, Young the Giant. I mean, that is a fantastic night. I'm so excited about that. And by the way, so excited to talk to you because we haven't had you on the last few weeks when all that big news broke on TMZ.com. It sounded like you guys had a scene for a minute there in Hawaii on stage. What happened, Rome? Is everything cool? Well,
oh, yeah. Everything's fine, but we totally had a scene. It was a total, like, total anvil moment, man. But
sweet.
It happens. The TMZ thing kind of blew it out of proportion a little bit. But
I mean, they made it sound like the band was, like, yelling at each other. And, I mean, they were trying to maybe sensationalize it because apparently you guys had a moment and then you kind of got over it and you went back and everything was fine after that, right?
Yeah. Our manager and our drummer kind of got into it a little bit, and I mean, it shouldn't have happened on stage, but it did. And I mean, everything's fine. We laugh about it now. So
I'm surprised that stuff doesn't happen more often.
Yeah,
I really am.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's that real rock and roll stuff.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like somebody pops off the kit and punches a singer in the face, and then tell the manager to F off. I mean, that's rock and roll, baby.
That's good times right there.
Exactly. You're not a real band if you don't live through some of that, right?
Exactly, man. Exactly.
Can you promise us that Saturday night you will get punched in the face, or is that just a hope?
Somebody's going to get punched in the face.
I think it should be Kevin. I think why not Kevin? It was his idea. Let it be Kevin.
I'm so glad that Kevin volunteered.
Well. No. When we heard that you were offering, honestly, I can't tell you how happy we were. We're so disappointed to not have our friends in Incubus there because we do love them so much. We talked to Brandon earlier, and he said they'll play the Weenie Roast. So we are set. At least we know we've got some Incubus in our future. But to have you guys there Saturday night, man, we can't tell you how thankful we are and how excited we are. And I know it's just going to go over huge. So we'll definitely be looking for you, dude.
Well, thank you for having us, man. Really, really mean it. And K-Rock's always been a support for both. Sublime and Sublime with Rome. It's an honor to play you guys on stage, man. Thank you, guys.
Well, it's very cool that you called and offered. We appreciate it.
See you Saturday,
See you Saturday night.
All right, buddy. We'll see you guys then.
Bye now. Come on.
Song's over, Kevin.
But I don't want it to be.
Stop clapping.
Let's keep it going.
That new Black Keys album, El Camino, by the way, is as amazing as you would expect it to be. I am very excited about seeing them this weekend. You're
much like the El Camino itself. The Cowboy Cadillac, it is.
And you open up I happen to have the physical copy. You open it up and there's a booklet in there and you think it's going to be, you know, lyrics or pictures or stories. Mm-hmm. It's just page after page after page of pictures of El Caminos. So you'd be very excited, Ralph.
Awesome.
That would be great.
It's like a scrapbook of El Caminos. All right, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. Lead story, by the way, stupid DJ on the hook for $7,000. Auction ends in 1 hour and 5 minutes. CharityBuzz.com.
Can't wait. Come on, ScarJo.
Somebody, there has to be a crazy Scarlett Johansson fan out there who's going to come in at the last minute, right?
No one bid.
Somebody in New York who's not hearing this show, though, is going to go, hey, I get to party with Scarlett Johansson on the red carpet of the Cameron Crowe movie. I'm going to do that.
Nope. They say, oh, I couldn't possibly because I know how much that DJ fella's looking forward to it.
Right. Not even a little bit. Not even
going
to go.
You're going.
You're throwing the money away.
Oh, Kevin, I'm going to show up, and we're going to put you on a plane physically if we had to drag you there ourselves.
It was supposed to. I did it to be wacky, you guys. Yep. I didn't think I would win.
Funnier now.
Finally, you are getting what you deserve for all your attempts to be wacky.
That's correct.
It'd be as if those giant goggle glasses you bought burned a hole in your head. Then you'd learn a lesson.
$7,000, though, guys.
We didn't push the button.
Especially coming for the cheapest guy in the world.
Yeah, that's crazy. Love it.
Oh, it's magical. This is a man who I saw on the streets of New York ask for a receipt for a 25-cent newspaper that he bought.
That's true.
That happened.
That's true.
And now he's on the hook for 7G. 7 large. Good day to be alive.
If you're a sports fan, by the way, you're an Angels fan, you might want to go to your website and find out what they're doing.
Yeah, apparently they're hiring everyone in the National League or the in the MLB.
American League.
Yeah. Really, Major League Baseball. They're just getting every player.
The best players.
They're going to have 400 players on their
baseball.
Team.
Baseball.
Madness.
It's going to be an all-star team.
Albert Pujols is the number one signing.
Okay. You know what? I don't like being threatened. So this Bonnie Hammer and I, we're going to have a conversation.
Who's Bonnie Hammer?
Bonnie Hammer is the person responsible for cable entertainment for NBC Universal. And she says she is planning with E! Entertainment Network 2, 3, even 4 new Kardashian spinoffs.
What? Oh, no. 3 or 4 others?
Yes.
What is there?
Yes.
What is there?
Bonnie tells Hollywood Reporter.
There's Bruce is Dead Behind the Eyes. There's that one.
The series chronicling porn star Kim Kardashian's fairy tale wedding. She says it was definitely not a stunt. In no way did people believe this was going to happen. I think the true Kardashian fans know that a bigger-than-life mistake can be made easily. We don't know that, and we don't like that, and we don't like you. It can be made easier in their world. Everything they do is bigger than life. It's just part of their DNA. So she says we can look forward to a series about newly single Kim.
Sure.
One about her brother, Rob. Another spinoff about newly pregnant Courtney, and at least one about Kyle and Kendall, the two youngest.
No!
I'm with that guy.
That's what's in plans.
We have to stop this.
Yeah, I agree, Lisa. I'm not one to advocate violence, but now we have to occupy E.
It's getting more like communism,
yeah,
saying we're going to do this and do that.
We have to go down there with tents and Bunsen burners. I don't know if we're going to do some experiments down there.
Chemistry
set. I don't know. Something we can cook on. You know?
Okay.
Yeah. And we just have to occupy E, and we just have to take a stand, and things need to happen. Because we are the 1%, and they are the 99.
No.
I know I'm mixing my metaphors here, but I'm just saying something bad needs to happen in order to stop this.
But aren't we supposed
to
be the 99?
Call the drones!
We don't have drones.
Oh, damn it.
I wish we had drones.
Can we release the Hammers of Hell? Or the Hounds of Hell?
Hounds.
We do have the
Hounds of Hell, right?
Hammers we haven't had in a long time.
We're out of hammers?
They're rusty.
Can we stock up on some hammers? Put an order in. Put an
Don't
order
be the
1%,
man. Be
That's
the
right.
99.
Yeah.
Peace.
Peace. Peace, radio persona, beer mug.
We can't even stop beer mug. What makes you think we can stop the Kardashians, by the way?
True. This is getting weirder and weirder, this Will Ferrell story.
Yeah.
We've been talking all morning about the fact that he went to Pabst Brewing Company, the makers of the fine adult beverage, Old Milwaukee beer, and said, I will do 3 commercials for you for nothing. That's no charge to you. but they must be filmed in Davenport, Iowa, and they must show only locally in Davenport, Iowa. Old Milwaukee, being the wise folks that they are, said, you're nuts, but okay. So now we've been highlighting the commercials that are playing currently in the greater Davenport area. Well, doing a little research, we found out that apparently Will has done the same thing for Terre Haute, Indiana. There are Old Milwaukee commercials now running in Terre Haute, Indiana, shot in Terre Haute, Indiana. Like, he'll get in the busiest intersection in Terre Haute and stand there while traffic's going by. He says, we really shouldn't be here. This is a mistake. And cars are whizzing by him. It's something's up with young Will Ferrell.
I'll tell you what it is. This is the world of viral videos.
This is
they know.
Are they building up to a national campaign, do you think?
Yes. I'll bet they know that Will Ferrell's a big enough star. What the hell is he doing in that
What's
city?
He doing it for free, though?
Well, I don't
Maybe
know.
Maybe he's not.
I don't know.
Well, that's what the story is. Maybe they're donating to his
Could be.
Swedish foundation or whatever it is, that organization.
Learn
runs,
to be Swedish and hot, I think is the name of it.
The Swedish school. anyway, here's another one of the Davenport commercials. I believe this is the third and final one. This is Will. Once again, fishing. There's another theme. Last hours was fishing on a log by the riverbank. This one is, it's more intimate fishing.
Just do a little hand fishing here in the Mississippi. I haven't got any catfish yet, but I did catch this little piece of America. Old Milwaukee. Yeah. I know you remember it, Davenport. I sure do. In fact, why don't you go try yourself one? Well, I go look for some more.
And he dives back under the surface of the Mississippi River, where he's come up from in the commercial.
Old Milwaukee is getting more publicity today than they have in the last 50 years.
Yeah.
As much as the Funny or Die stuff has gone viral, I think he understands how to do it.
I guess he does. He was on the cutting edge.
It's brilliant.
Yeah.
And his partner, Chris McKay.
Terre Haute.
So, yeah, you can find the Terre Haute ones on YouTube as well. But cool stuff. Makes me laugh.
Go to kevinme.com or kara.com to see the ones from Iowa.
Yes. Bad news for Terrence Howard, star of Hustle and Flow and Iron Man. He's been hit with a temporary restraining order from his estranged wife, Michelle, who filed court documents claiming that he's been beating her since their marriage began last year.
Man.
That makes me unhappy.
But just at words with friends, though, right?
No, apparently physically.
Oh, that kind of, yeah.
TMZ.com got a hold of the documents, which say Terrence allegedly smacked her in the face, chipping her tooth, threw her down on the ground, and threatened her repeatedly.
Wow.
His response was to counterfile a lawsuit claiming she was threatening to release private materials to somebody in exchange for money. I don't care what she was threatening to do. You never raise your hand to a woman. So, yeah, that's sad news. But good news is we're going to see the cover of Lindsay Lohan on Playboy a little earlier than anticipated. The cover was supposed to be released in a very special Ellen DeGeneres episode where Lindsay was going to come by and show the December 15th audience her Playboy magazine cover, but it's already been leaked online. So the public's got a tease of her photo spread. It's going to be in magazine's January-February issue. It's naked Lindsay straddling the back of a bunny-shaped red chair, and her naughty bits are strategically hidden by the bunny logo-shaped chair.
Fantastic.
So you can find that online if you're so inclined. She looks good. I mean, don't get me wrong. It looks like a squadron of airbrushers have been employed to doctor up her photos, but I'll take that every day. I wish someone would just doctor me up. I wish I had airbrushers just to do me in real life.
Wouldn't that be great?
I would take advantage. Let's talk about today's celebrity birthdays. Oh, by the way, Adam West tickets. Selling like hotcakes. Just
I'm sure.
Let you know. I know you mocked me, Kevin.
I did.
But an evening with Adam West apparently is becoming the hot ticket in Los Angeles.
I just think you're going to be too excited.
If you'd like to see me and Adam West on stage just talking Adam West for 2 hours, an evening with...
I predict by the end of the night there's going to be a security guard between the two of you.
Why don't you come, Kevin? Why don't you come and enjoy the evening with us? We'll get you a nice seat, a nice table. You can bring a date.
Can I ask questions?
Bean can take Scarlett Johansson after they meet at the premiere. They'll be friendly. I'm sure that she'll be in town. You guys can come together. We'll have a blast. We'll do a Q&A after. You guys can ask questions. Come on.
I would love to see this. Are they taping it at all? Is it possible?
January 28th is the live event. We are in discussions about perhaps taping it. But I don't know. You don't want to take the chance that we don't tape it, and then it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and you miss out.
Bean does.
I mean, it's humiliating to me as a fisherman.
Yeah, I know it is. Today's celebrity birthday is Kim Basinger, 58 years old today. Is it Basinger or Basinger?
I never know.
I've always been confused.
I feel like every time I say it one way, I get
Correct. Every time I say it, I second guess myself, and in my head, yeah, I hear wrong.
I think at some point we decided, Basinger? Or she decided it's Basinger.
Basinger.
Yeah.
Okay. Kim Basinger, 58 years old. Terry Hatcher's 47 years old. Sinead O'Connor, 45. Corey Taylor of Slipknot fame is 38. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Guitarist Nick Zinner is 37. Dominic Monaghan and his Lost co-star Ian Somerhalder are both celebrating birthdays today. Dominic is 35. Ian is 33. Phillip Rivers of your San Diego Superchargers is 30 years old today. Nicki Minaj celebrates her 29th birthday. And Orlando Magic Center, Dwight Howard, who also got signed by the Angels today.
I don't believe
yeah,
so.
Yeah, it's true.
I think the Lakers are trying to get him.
He is 26 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
All this week on the Kevin and Bean Show and around the clock on K-Rock, we are giving you your choice of tickets in the pit for the Acoustic Christmas shows this weekend. Congratulations to Linda Upton from Canoga Park. She just won hers. She just chose night two. Which night do you want to be there? We're going to clear the phone lines now and give you the opportunity to win another pair of your choice of nights. But this time, you're going to have to earn them. This isn't as simple as just calling. This is calling in work for it, bitch.
Linda, Linda was lucky. You're going to have to earn it. This is a montage, and you're going to have to tell us the band's name and the song title in the correct order. And it includes bands from both nights. All right? So here you go. This is the montage that you have to do. There you go.
I got it.
What?
I got all five.
Are you
I got
kidding?
All five. I got or six of them. However many there are, I got them all.
Six of them. There's six of them.
No
yeah.
way.
No, this is funny. It's one of those things that I say I could never, ever, ever win, but somebody always does. Here's your montage again. Tell us the band and the song title in order. Again, the people who are just calling randomly for the contest, we already got a winner, so we're going to clear the lines, and then you got to tell us these six in order. Simple.
Wow.
Simple.
Okay. I'm sorry. One more time.
That was simple.
Okay. One. Somebody. And somebody always gets it, right?
Yes.
Somebody. We've never had a mother effing montage that somebody hasn't won.
That's
so
true.
If you're that person, call us now. 1-800-520-1067. We're going to take your calls. You want title and artist. Who's the band? What's the song? We'll give you a chance to win those coming up here next on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Earlier this morning, we had an unfortunate conversation with Brendan Boyd from Incubus. And if you've been paying any attention to their tour schedule, they've been canceling shows all across Europe because they're sick and they're still sick and they're not going to be able to play Saturday night. Rome from Sublime was listening and called in and said, we'll play. So
Which
we said,
awesome.
All right.
Deal.
Fantastic. So we are giving away tickets right now in the pit for either night. Monday night is Blink-182, Bush, Chevelle, Newfound Glory, Social D, Sublime with Rome, 311 and Young the Giant. Night two is the Black Keys, Cage the Elephant, Death Cab for Cutie, Florence and the Machine, Foster the People, Group Love, Jane's Addiction, Mumford and Sons, The Naked and Famous, and Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds.
Holy mackerel.
Which is just Noel Gallagher, by the way.
That's a well, he's got a band. He
does. I know.
Yeah, that's a lot of a show and a tough choice to make if you win the tickets. And we're giving you a chance to earn them right now at 1-800-520-1067. Let's play the montage two more times, and then we'll go to the phones and see who the first person is who can come up with title and artist in order to win the tickets.
Simple.
All right, one more
sure
time.
Sure, it is.
Just kidding. I could never do it. Not in a million years.
Let's try it. Let's try our man Brian on line three. And by the way, in all the years we've done the occasional montages, I don't know that we've ever had a woman win one. This seems to be a dude thing
really?
For some reason.
I don't know
why that is. But
when it
Brian
comes to lyrics or song titles, though, it's all women.
Always
yeah.
women.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. Hey, Brian, what's going on, man? Thanks for holding on. You've been hearing us play the montage. How do you think you're doing?
Pretty good. I was missing one, and I think I have it. I don't.
All right. What's the first one?
311 Down.
Correct. Second one.
Blink 182. What's My Age Again?
Correct. Third one.
Florence and the Machine. Dog Days.
Sorry. Very close.
Oh, man.
Got the first two correct.
Yeah.
311 Down. Blink 182. What's My Age Again? Should we play it again?
Sure.
All right.
Jonathan is on line four. Joining us now in the Kevin and Bean Show. And again, in a million, you could literally lock me in a room for a year and I wouldn't be able to come up with these six songs in order. I just couldn't do it.
Yeah. Hey, Jonathan.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hi.
Give us the list.
All right. 311 Down.
Correct.
Blink 182. What's My Age Again?
Correct.
Mumford and Sons, The Cave.
Mumford and Sons.
I'm
sorry. It's all the band, but
yeah, it's got to be the right band. Got to be the right song. Let's play it one more time. see what Andrew's got for us. See, every time somebody's on, they help you out a little bit, even if it's to know what not to say. Andrew, good luck to you, my friend.
Okay, 311 down.
Correct.
Blink, what's my age again?
Correct.
Mumford & Sons, Little Lion Man.
Correct.
Yes.
Naked and Famous, Young Blood.
Sorry.
Oh, man.
Very close, but not close enough. Actually, not very close. I have to be honest.
Not close at all.
I was lying right there when I said that.
And you know what? And you know what really hurts? And again, the number is 1-800-520-1067. What really hurts, and we'll never know, but he might have had number five and number six also. He might have had 1, 2, 3, 5, and 6, but just whiffed on number four. But you got to get them all, and you got to get them in order. Let's just wait a minute, because the phones are blowing up, and I suspect that people are calling because they think they've got it.
If we need to stall, we can always play the montage.
That'll buy us a lot of time. All right. I could be wrong. Let's see if Liz is the woman who's going to make me a liar. Liz says she thinks she may have it.
You're a liar for a lot of other reasons.
Well, maybe so.
Liz, hi.
Hi.
Do you have it?
Okay. So the first one is 311 down.
Correct.
Second one is Blink-182. What's my age again?
Correct.
Third one, this is hard.
But the last guy got it!
The third one's already been on the air. It's a giveaway.
Oh, he was here the last guy.
The last guy
it.
Said it!
No! Oh, no, I wasn't at it!
This is why women are no goddamn good. Am I right, ladies?
No, guess. You're not right.
Well, you can at least guess. Go ahead.
Okay, wait. Can you play it again real quick?
Sure. Yes, we'll play it again for you.
Now you know it.
I
want to
say Social D.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You disgust me.
You don't
You're
disgust
dead
anyone.
Me.
Bean, you couldn't do it in a million years either.
Dolly. Hello, Dolly. Line 7 on the Kevin and Bean Show.
That was funny.
Dalu.
Sorry. I got it. I think I need new glasses. Yeah. These glasses I have for 2 weeks now, I already can't see.
Bean has been saying the wrong name when he goes to the phones every time.
Am I going blind? This is actually very concerning to me.
Denise, right. Hi.
Okay, hi.
Dalu, what you got?
Okay, I got 311 down.
Yes.
182. What's my age again?
Mm-hmm.
Mumford & Sons, Little Lion Man.
Yes.
Black Keys, Tighten Up.
That fourth one is tough.
So close.
Play it.
This may be too hard.
I know.
All right, let's take one more, and if Allie doesn't get it on line four, we will play it a couple more times and then come back and give you the chance to dial in and get it. So we're looking for all six in order. Allie is our next contestant, and she just freaked out and hung up. Mm-hmm. She's gone too. All right. Well, somebody's going to win it. We just haven't talked to that person yet.
Is that helping?
Not at all. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat, but first
right.
We want to give away tickets.
We're
in the middle of a contest here.
It's not Ralph Garman's montage beat, is it? This is your problem.
Hold on a second
on
here.
Your own time.
We need to solve
this
it.
This is my time.
We need to solve
this
it.
This is
right. Our
Stopping
time.
On the Showbiz Beat. We've
Hold
got
on, Ralph. Stand by. Just let us play the montage. Let's go to a couple calls. We'll have a winner for it. Listen up. Here it is.
But I have... Seems easy.
Seems like people have been able to easily get the first three, but number four seems to be a stumper. But let's see what Nick's got going on. He's our next contestant on line three here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Nick.
Hey, what's up?
Go.
It's 311 down.
Yep.
Blink 182, what's my age again?
Yes.
Mumford & Sons, Little Lion Man.
Mumford? Yes. Close enough.
Foster the People, Helena Beat.
Can't believe you got
yes.
that.
Yes.
Wow, well done,
that
sir.
That was the stumper up to this point. Okay. Go ahead.
Jane's Addiction, Stop.
Yes.
And Bush, Come Down.
Yeah!
How did he do it? That's unbelievable. All right, you got your choice of night one or... Okay, all right. Thank you.
Yes.
What night you want to go? Night one or night two?
Night one, buddy.
You got
is
it.
Ooh, is it okay?
One, sorry.
Is it okay if it's in the pit, Nick? Is that all right with you?
That's fine with me. I'll have to live.
All right. You'll
okay.
Live.
Congratulations. Well done, my friend.
Awesome. Thank you.
Hold on.
Thank you.
Nice. There's a parcel of people celebrating behind him there.
He had a whole group
of staff working on this montage.
I hope he knows they're not all coming to the show.
It's like they landed on the moon. It's like they're mission control there at Cape Canaveral.
We got a staff of people working on it.
Champagne corks popping in the background. Congratulations,
pretty,
Nick.
Pretty impressive, right? All right, now it's your time, Ralph.
Oh, no. No, I'm not interested.
No.
There was a small window of opportunity, and I think that window is closed.
Don't be like that.
Would it make you happy to know?
All I care about is 15 minutes to go before the close of the charitybuzz.com auction.
I am sick to my stomach
to spend
right
the
now.
Evening with Scarlett Johansson on the red carpet world premiere of We Bought a Zoo.
I am in knots right now.
In New York City.
Auction closes at 10. Bean yesterday bid $7,000 thinking...
I'll burn Kevin. Would that be funny?
And by the way, thinking correctly that at the last minute, usually someone comes in and just snags it. That's usually what happens.
We haven't reached
auction.
The last minute yet.
Right. But we all thought it would be by today at this time. Are you kidding?
Somebody you thought would have jumped ahead by now.
15 minutes. Bean has $7,000 and he hasn't told his wife.
Let's hold on, please.
I just thought it would be funny yesterday on the show to be able to say, hey, guys,
funny yesterday.
I'm leading the auction. But now if there's a chance I might actually win it, I don't know what to do.
Listen, I don't want to do. I don't know what to do either because I want to stay on the air until 10 o'clock.
Well, we'll have to play some commercials and come back. But we don't have any choice.
We have to stay on the air to 10 o'clock to find out. Usually we leave a little early before 10 o'clock.
Let's let the affiliates know down the line. That, do we have? We don't have any affiliates?
No, we're good. We're clean when it comes to affiliates. Okay. Now, should I just make a real quick show, so we can get out and then get back?
No,
I mean,
we're okay.
What's the timing? How's the timing work here?
We're all right. You got your time.
If we're out by 50, we can come back at 55.
All right. Okay, so I need to be done
We don't need to come. Okay, go ahead.
Don't worry about it, Bean. Hey, $7,000, Bill. Don't worry about us. We'll handle our
man in America. Put up a
what
comedy.
What I'm saying is, go to charitybuzz.com and you
do not
be on the red carpet with Scarlett Johansson.
By any means, do not bid over $7,000.
It's Monday night. You get to see the Cameron Crowe film with Scarlett called We Bought a Zoo. Please go and bid right now.
Nope. Do not. Do not bid.
Do not do that.
Listen, I know our people. They're not even tempted to bid. They're dying
first
to wait
all,
for Bean to get burned.
The number of people in this economy that can bid is pretty small.
Come up with $7,000 in the first place. Bean can't even come up with $7,000, and he's already pledged it.
He didn't tell his wife.
It's magical. Benny writes in and has a good point here. I was reading the fine print on the Charity Buzz site where Bean placed his bid on the premiere with Scarlett Johansson when I read this. Winner is subject to background checks and security screenings.
Oh, no.
So Bean may have a way out. Even if he wins, there's a strong chance they'll find out about his animalphilia, his love of all things death, his Buzz Aldrin-like approach to women, and deny him entry.
How dare you?
We can only hope Charity Buzz's security team is headed up by Paul Blart and just waves him on through. Crossing my fingers, Benny in Mission Hills. That's true, Bean. You may have a way out. If they stick with a thorough security check, you will
clean.
Be bounced.
Get, oh, come on.
You should be getting the red eye right now. You should be online.
The euphemism?
That. Booking the red eye on Sunday night.
I'm sick about this. You guys, I know it's funny and all that.
It's funnier,
awesome.
It's but funnier it's, that you're sick about it.
It's $7,000.
Right.
And I don't care about kids eating. You know that.
Right?
No, we don't.
It's not even like I could look at this and go, well, at least it's for a good cause.
That's
at least it's for charity.
That's why it's funny.
Could not be better.
Hate it.
It's great.
This Jason Sudeikis of Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Does he have a massive unit?
He destroys women, doesn't he?
He is talking about out of your league.
Lining them up and knocking them down?
But the quality is just ridiculous. I mean, he is a very funny guy. He's one of my favorite performers on Saturday Night Live. Has been for the past couple seasons. I find him an excellent actor as well as a funny, funny person.
Right.
But what's up with him?
Do you want extra sausage?
not quite sure how that all pertains. But here's some of his past girlfriends. Olivia Munn, January Jones, Ashley Olsen, and Eva Mendes.
Come on with the come on, right?
Have all partaken.
He's not Ryan Gosling, right? He's a guy on TV.
Yeah, he's a guy on TV. He's a goofy, funny guy that we like, but seriously? Well, he's got a new girlfriend. Apparently, Us Magazine is saying he's now with Olivia Wilde.
Oh! Yeah!
Jason Sudeikis now dating Olivia Wilde. That's Olivia Wilde from House and from Cowboys and Aliens, if you're not familiar with her.
I think once you get a couple of really hot women, the other ones think...
You got something going on?
He's got something going
on. The stamp of approval.
It is.
It's the hottie stamp of approval.
It makes a difference.
But it's Olivia Wilde, though. That's wrong, no matter what he's done in the past, right?
Yeah, but so is January Jones, and so was Eva Mendes wrong.
Yeah.
Two wrongs do make a
Come
right.
Come on!
All right, I'm gonna do the show his birthdays, and then we're gonna take a quick break and come back so we can count down, to Charity Buzz, Charity Buzz Watch 2011
till Bean loses.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Kim Basinger is 58 years old today. Terry Hatcher is 47. Sinead O'Connor celebrates her 45th birthday. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Guitarist Nick Zinner is 37 years old. Dominic Monaghan of Lord of the Rings and, of course, Lost, 35. Ian Somerhalder from Vampire Diaries and also Lost is 33. Philip Rivers, quarterback for the San Diego Superchargers, 30 years old today. Nicki Minaj, 29. And Orlando Magic Center, Dwight Howard celebrates his 26th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman, and I am not paying $7,000 to spend the evening with Scarlett Johansson.
Bean, update? Still eating?
Yeah, I'm still
alive. Fantastic.
You're a winner. You are a winner, sir.
We will be right back.
Bean, seriously, this is not funny. This is funny. Four minutes.
I feel like I'm in Times Square at New Year's. Just waiting for the balls to drop.
Hey, Kat Corbett.
Hi, this is so exciting.
It's not exciting. Kat, do you know what's going on? You know what's going on, Kat? You know what we're looking at here on the website?
Yes, and I cannot believe you're even fighting this. This is
nuts. Of course I'm fighting it. I'm not going to go. All right, here's what happened.
I'll do it in your place. I'd love to hang out with ScarJo.
Me too.
It is non-transferable. Believe me, a lot of listeners have volunteered to take my place. It's non-transferable. What happened was Ralph did the story yesterday in the Showbiz Beat about how this auction existed. And I thought, hey, it would be wacky if I went on charitybuzz.com and I bid on it because then next hour when Ralph is back on, I can go, hey, remember the ScarJo thing? Looks like I'm going to be doing that. Ha, 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 right? Well, little did I realize that I was going to be the last person in America to put a bid on this thing because here we are now 27 hours later and I'm still the leading bid.
It's for the animals, Bean. I don't understand the problem. It's not for the animals. It's for kids.
If it was for animals, Bean would like to donate.
It's just to feed children.
No, it's just to feed hungry children, and Bean couldn't care less.
But I didn't read. This is not a joke, and this is not a wacky radio bet. I literally put the money in and hit bid now and did not read the fine print that indicated that it's in New York on Monday night.
So what's the problem? You know they have flights there now.
So what?
Right, but because we're doing acoustic Christmas Saturday night.
Monday's free, wide open.
Take the day off, dude. Then I'm supposed to spend all that money to get on a plane and fly to New York to go to this movie premiere.
That's Scarlett Johansson.
If you said to the Black Keys, dudes, I got to catch a plane to hang out with Scarlett Johansson, they'd be like, dude, what are you doing here?
Take our private jet.
Exactly.
No,
here you go.
Bean hates to leave shows early. So that's not.
He wants to hurry to get back to his hotel room to watch it on the internet.
I've got 3 minutes left.
We got two minutes here.
Two minutes even.
It doesn't give us seconds, sadly. Just two minutes.
All right, Ralph, you're the king of the auctions. Your theory has been that somebody is sitting there waiting to hit bid now at the last possible second to take this from me, right?
That's usually what they do, especially on a timed auction that runs out, like eBay, for example. People will sit back and then they will what they call snipe in the last 30 seconds or so. Sometimes you don't even give people. You want to put your bid in only as long as it takes to actually process.
Okay.
So nobody else can because that's about 30 or 20 seconds. And by the time your amount comes up, they don't have time to put in another bid. So
listen, we have two different clocks here because my computer and my counter says that we're at 9:57:53.
I agree. That's what ours say. And I think that's accurate. But theirs says 2 minutes still.
The website says 2 minutes left in bidding. We're going by what the website is.
Now, he hasn't told his wife that he bid $7,000 on a Scarlett
Johansson. The Donna factor.
It says 1 minute now.
That has to happen on the air.
Because 1 minute on the website.
Because I was going to tell her about it after I didn't win, and I would go, wow, you don't know what a bullet we dodged by somebody else bidding on this thing, because obviously it's embarrassing, and it's a tremendous amount of money.
Is he still in the lead?
He's still in the lead. They're showing a minute left on the website.
Oh, my God.
We are refreshing. He is still number one. Still at the top of the list with a minute and change remaining. So no one steps in and bids. There's only
guys,
a minute
$7,000.
You bought a zoo, Bean.
He is currently still at number one.
He didn't buy a zoo. What part are you missing?
Still a minute.
There.
There's still a minute left, so it's a minute and change.
Keep hitting it.
I guess. I'm surprised. It only shows a minute.
Five, four, what are you doing? What are you counting?
But you're not counting. What are you counting?
I'm following them.
Don't follow anything.
Okay, I think we have one minute left.
And here's the thing. This doesn't show you seconds like eBay does. So if someone were going to put in a last-minute bid, I think they would have done it by now.
I think so, too.
Because it's over.
It's done!
And Bean won!
Bean, it's over!
And Bean is the winner!
That just happened!
$7,000.
This is uncool, guys.
That just happened.
This is really uncool.
And by uncool, you mean awesome.
This is the
no.
best moment
the greatest
of 2011.
Thing ever.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Nobody was counting on Christmas bonuses. No one was looking at me this year, right?
No grand.
Wow.
It's not their fault.
I'm shocked that no one came in at the last minute. Because there were several people, look at the bid history, who did multiple bids. I thought there were some diehard Scarlett Johansson fans out there who really wanted to be, spend the night with her. But apparently it's going to be Bean.
Do not tell Donna. Bean.
Yes.
Until tomorrow morning.
We want to do you a favor. We will break the news.
We'll tell.
I can't imagine somebody is not going to Facebook her or something today, though, you guys.
Says estimated value, $5,000.